This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Mike, how we sounding? You can't hear me. You'll hear me momentarily. Hang tight, Mike. I'm on my way. How does that sound? Can you hear me, Mike? How are we sounding? Good? Live? Can you say that I am alive on the best show? Well, how about that, everybody? The best show is now officially back. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm here with you until midnight. Guys, it's the best show, and it's back. 1 year, almost to the day, the show went away on December 17th, 2013. And now, on December 16th, 2014, the best show is back. That is nuts. But things work out like that sometimes. It just does. It just does work out like that sometimes. How about now, Mike? Can you hear me? You into it? You on board for once? You on board for once in your life? Okay, this guy. Reason why the show would have been back in early February if it wasn't for Mike and it's been nothing but negotiations with this guy for the last 11 months. Well. TheBestShow.net. That is the home for the best show. What music did we just hear? Well, we heard Elvis Presley from the 68 comeback. We heard If I Can Dream. And I listened to that song a lot, getting ready for this. I also listened to Polk Salad Annie a whole lot, too, but that had less significance. I thought if I played Polk Salad Annie, that might not carry the same dramatic impact that If I Can Dream would. Yeah. Before that, Straight Arrows on the Hozak record label. The album is Rising. We heard it's Tuesday, so it's a two for Tuesday. We got Fruit of the Forest and Can't Stand It from the Straight Arrows. Again, records on Hozak. Don't mess with the Hozak label, guys. Somebody saying it sounded clearer on Saturday, for what it's worth. True? False? We will get the level. Look, it's in the evolution here, guys. So, cool your jets. Somebody's saying the reverb. There's no the reverb's a little hot. Reverb's a little hot. What am I, John Spencer? The echo seems to be happening when Tom gets louder. Well, that's for just the door being open. Look, guys, we'll get it. Thank you, Bumpy. Bumpy said it sounds clear to him. I appreciate it, Bumpy. When everybody's down on me and the team, good old Bumpy's there to come through and say, sounds clear to me. Thanks, Bumpy. Before the record by the Straight Arrows, we heard the OCs, taken from their album that came out in 2014 called Drop, which is one of the albums that I would have been playing a whole lot of things from if I had been on the radio all year. And we heard Encrypted Bounce by the OCs. And prior to that, we heard Ty Siegel, longtime fan of Ty Siegel here on The Best Show. His album, Manipulator, came out on Drag City, a 2-LP set. We heard The Connection Man from Ty Siegel. And starting us off, we heard Ballad of a Comeback Kid by the New Pornographers. How about that? TheBestShow.net is where you go. Thoughts on the audio out there, guys? How we sounding? Let's think of these shows in December. This is a little bit of a soft launch in December. We're getting it going. So again, the phone number, 201-332-3484 is the number if you want to call in to The Best Show. And we're going to go to the phones in a matter of moments. Get ready. Who will be the first call on the show, Mike? Which line? Line two. Mike is saying line two. Now, Mike, this is going to be a... Oh, that's... Yeah, that might be it. Tom did it to himself. Kept the speakers up. That's what the problem was, guys. Tom did it to himself. You did it to yourself, Tom. Isn't there a Radiohead song, You Did It to Yourself? Line two. Mike is saying line two. Now, this is going to be the kind of show-defining call, Mike, right? Yeah. You're sure on this? This is going to be etched in stone.
One.
Best show, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. It's Coco.
It's Coco. Oh, my goodness. Okay, see, Mike wasn't fiddling with me there. I thought he was going to hang me out to dry.
Oh, but no, it's just me.
I thought he was going to put one of these demented people on as the first call. You know what I mean?
I know.
One of the skulkers.
No. Well, yes, one of them, but just really, just me.
No, you're not a skulker, Coco. Coco from the Etz.
Yeah.
And Coco, you are a songwriter.
Yes, Tom.
And you write great songs. You know that.
My best ones, the ones I do for you.
What?
My best.
No,
yeah.
You write great songs in all over the place with the Etz. Parting gifts. Now you, madam, Parting Gifts is the band you have with the Greg Cartwright there, right?
Yes.
But that band does not exist anymore, and we'll never hear anything from that band ever again. True or false?
I guess that's true. Until this weekend,
what?
When we go and record. What? I don't know.
Until this weekend. So it's,
yeah.
So it's true until this. So the Parting Gifts. What's going on? You coming back?
We're coming back. Coming back with another one for you, Tom.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited, Tom. I'm so excited about tonight. I'm so excited.
I know. The show's back finally, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And we had it was a long time. All the things that happened. You could do like a whole We Didn't Start the Fire up in this piece with all the stuff I missed. Right?
Good. It would be almost a wrap.
Yeah. It would be almost a wrap. Yeah. Maybe I'll go to one of these garden shows. Billy Joel plays Madison Square Garden now. Once a month, he plays Madison Square Garden. They pop that turtle out of his shell, put him behind a piano, and he plays Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Is that the name of that song?
Of course.
You don't. Are you a Billy Joel fan?
I can't say no. I know. Look, I know the song.
Yeah, but you're not a fan of it. Everybody knows the songs. It's the kind of thing you just like. You can know the multiplication tables. It doesn't mean you're a fan of them.
Yeah, like it's not my fault.
No, you just had it drilled into your head against your will.
Yeah.
And now these Billy Joel songs are just like part of a thing, and you kind of can't do anything about it. You inherited them. You can't get them out of your head.
I can't unknow them. And
no.
So because I know them, like, do I like them? I don't know. No.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's so hard.
What's going on down in Nashville tonight, Coco?
Oh, tonight here in Nashville, we have a listening party right now at Sound Object Records. Do you know the place?
I do. I've been there before. It's your store.
Yes.
That you and the rest of the Etz have, your clubhouse.
Yes, it's our clubhouse. We're all here, and we're all listening to the show. And I'm on the backyard with the animals we're listening to.
Did you have a pig back there?
Yeah.
You got a goat?
Yeah, two goats.
Two goats, that's right. It's two goats and a pig. Guys.
And your biggest fans. I mean, other people too, but yeah.
I like that goat so much. Oh, Coco.
Well, congratulations. This is very exciting. We're so excited and sounds great.
Thank you. Some like
to put the music on louder. The listening people. I mean, when you're on hold.
Okay. We're getting it.
I know.
All right, Coco.
Tom, you're the best.
You're the best. I'm just a mirror.
Best joke.
All right, you have a good night.
You do.
Bye. Ugh. So it's been a long time since the best show's been gone. Long time. But now the best show's back. What if I just talked about that the whole time? Be like a, like the way a rapper just talks about, like, how successful they are, and then you buy the album, and it's just like, the way like Jay-Z did like one album about, like, being on the, on, like, life on the streets, his first album, and then every album after that was just an album about how successful he was, and about how popular his albums are, and then suddenly you're like, wait, this guy, it's just a loop now. All he does is rap about success, and then he succeeds because he raps about success. Come on, Jay-Z. Man, that dude, that went south, huh, Jay-Z? I guess it had to at some point. He's been doing it for 20 years. But that is stale. Ugh. You imagine the only way that guy could get a thing is he gave it away on a phone last year. Everybody gives it away on phones now. We weren't here to make fun of the U2 record. Well, maybe not make fun of it. Look, it's the Rolling Stone record of the year. U2's great album, Free Phones. Is it called Free Phones, that album? Call My Hotline. What's it called? 1-800-HOT-ROCK? I didn't get it. I didn't get it on my iPhone. I didn't get the iPhone. The free U2 album. So yeah, so let's talk about the year away here. What went on? Show ended. Then pretty much this is what happened to me. The show ended. Then it was like, well, let's bring the show back, and that took a year. And at one point, I went to a premiere party of something, and I go into the men's room. It's like one of these. I never get to go to these star-studded events, right? I don't go to these things. I'm more of a. The places I eat require you have to fill your own drink cup. The places I eat. They say, will you have a beverage with that or not? It's buffet places. Yeah, I think, no, I'm going to eat all this food with nothing to drink. I'll drink soup. I'll get some soup tonight. That'll be my beverage. I'll be drinking Manhattan clam chowder. No beverage for me. No, I'm not going to pay the 89 cents for unlimited beverages. I'm going to just drink this lobster bisque. That's way more bisque than lobster. There ain't a whole lot of lobster in some of that lobster bisque. So I go to the men's room to wash my hands. And then I hear in the corner, "Bleh, bleh." Not in a stall. I hear in over by the sink, "Bleh, bleh." And it's the guy from Sons of Anarchy, the guy who played Bobby, and he's over in the corner, splashing this cold water on his face, "Bleh, bleh, bleh." Like a dog. He was like a dog. He's like, "Bleh, huh." Like he was trying to wake up. "Huh, wake up, Bobby." I don't know if his name's not Bobby. Although with some of these motorcycle dudes, that Sons of Anarchy, Mike ruined it for me. So I stopped watching last year. I never got back on it. And then like last week, I asked Mike, just tell me who died on the thing, and he walked me through. It took 3 minutes. Mike saved me about 25 hours of viewing. So in the corner, this guy's like splashing his cold water on his face. And then that's kind of all that happened in the last year. I watched the guy, Bobby, from Sons of Anarchy, splash cold water on his face in a men's room at a fancy showbiz party. And then I find myself in this chair talking to you. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Callie from Vermont.
Callie from Vermont. Where in Vermont were you? Are you from? Were from? I can't keep track.
Well, yeah, I was from the northern part, up on the Canadian border.
Okay, like way up in the corner there.
Yeah, very much in the corner.
Not around Brattleboro.
Not quite.
No, the cool Vermont.
Most of it ends up looking the same. So
for Vermont. It is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hills. A lot of green.
Yeah, it's pretty, but once you've seen part of it, you've kind of seen a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of get Vermont. You're kind of like, you can see it, and you just be like, yeah, I get this. Let's go. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, you're selling apples by the side of the road. Another person has a yard sale. All right, outlet store. I get it. Let's go to a different state now.
And that's what I did.
And that is what you did.
Yeah.
What state are you in now?
I am in New York State. I'm in Manhattan.
What?
I am.
That's exciting.
It is. And I'm rooming with a woman who I became friends with through listening to your show.
Well, that is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your big city arrival.
Yeah. Not quite as fancy a neighborhood as Fred is in, but...
No. No, Fred from Honolulu also headed to New York.
Yeah.
He's now a big shot. I think he's like he's like Midnight Cowboy, right?
He kind of is, yeah. He let me stay with him the last time I came down, and yeah, he's fancy now. He's a fancy guy.
Fancy Fred. I call him Fred. I call him Fred Zepp because he eats Zeppelis a lot in way down there in downtown New York. He eats a bag. Yeah. He eats a bag of Zeppelis every day. So what's going on?
Well, I'm making my way down here. I'm getting all settled in, and basically wanted to thank you for the show that you used to do and the show that you're doing now, because I would not have made this move at all
if not
for meeting people through the show.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm glad the show could help. It's one of the things. A lot of people were very excited about the show coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It was very exciting. But now it's back. Now I got all that's out the window. All that's out the window and down the toilet now.
It is.
Got to earn it all over. I'm back at the bottom. At the bottom.
I'm glad I'm...
That's how it goes, Callie.
I'm glad I'm here now, though.
Well, thank you for coming.
You can start over, and I'm kind of starting over, too.
We're all starting over. Isn't there a song about that? I don't think so. Not yet, at least. Someone will write a song about starting over someday.
One person will, and then they'll become rich.
Yes, because they wrote the starting over song.
Yeah, and everyone else will feel guilty because they didn't think of it.
Well, they'll just feel a little jealous. They got beaten to the punch.
Yeah.
With the starting over song. But just call it the starting over. Maybe I could throw this whole thing out while this stuff can still be returned. You know what I mean? I can still return this stuff. This board's not scratched up yet.
Well, yeah. As long as you keep Mike away from it for the rest of the evening.
But if I dump this stuff, and then I write the starting over song, then I get paid.
Yeah.
Then I get the money I wanted, right? If it's just like, I'm starting over, back at the beginning... I'm going to think about this starting over song. I'm going to write that, and I'm going to dump this show before it began. Right? I'm going to trash it. Mike, keep those boxes out there for all the equipment. Good. Mike said okay. All right, sure. Callie. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
I will talk to you soon.
Yes.
Bye.
Good night.
Yeah. I'll just write a song. That's all I need. fast payday. I'll return all this stuff. I'll bring it right back to Sam Goody's. I bought all the stuff for the show at Sam Goody's. And I picked up the new Drake album while I was there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Yeah, so I saw the dude from Girls. You know what I'm going to do? Not the dude from Girls. Can you imagine if that guy was on Girls? They should have done a Girls Sons of Anarchy crossover episode. Like the Sons of Anarchy roll into Brooklyn. That would be amazing. We're here from Charming. We got kicked out of Charming. We're here to open a new branch in Williamsburg. Sons of Anarchy, Williamsburg. I actually could probably pitch that to Kurt Sutter. It takes place 20 years from now. All their kids. Now, did they have kids? I can't remember. I think that show ended with like one person alive. I think Rubber Hands is alive. What's his face? The one they burned his hands off. Rubber Hands. Chucky. Chucky's the only one who lived, I think. This is what we'll do. Imagine this. Chucky. This is it right now. Chucky's the only member alive from Sons of Anarchy. The one who had his hands chopped off because he couldn't stop with certain actions, certain sex pervert stuff. He couldn't stop with it. So they chopped his hands off. You know how that goes. That was a fun character on that show. The guy who they chopped his hands off because he couldn't cool it with the sex pervert stuff. He finds the DNA of all the Sons of Anarchy. Like, he opens he goes to that table. The Sons of Anarchy had this big table. And then he turns the Grim Reaper's head. And then rising out of it comes all these vials that have, like, their genetic makeups for all the members. He takes it to Williamsburg. Clones them. And then you have full cast of Sons of Anarchy. Back in Brooklyn. Ron Perlman. Imagine Ron Perlman walking the streets of Williamsburg in his club leathers. They call them leathers? No, the leathers is what Elvis wore the leathers in the 68 comeback. Eddie Murphy wore the leathers in the Raw special. I don't think you call them. What do they call the motorcycle dudes, Mike? What do they call their jackets? Jackets? Mike said jackets. I'm telling you. Sons of Anarchy. And then they meet the girls from Girls.
Your name's Hannah, huh? Gonna park my motorcycle. Where should I park my motorcycle? We're going over to the rough trade store.
Cuts, that's right. Cuts, they call them cuts, not jackets.
I'm going over to the rough trade store. I heard Beach House is going to do an unplugged set. We want to watch them.
They roll their motorcycles right into the rough trade store. Right is What's-Her-Face, the one, the Peter Pan is doing her. What if Peter Pan's doing a song there? Right? Like she's doing that song, one of her songs at the rough trade store. And then the Sons of Anarchy roll in. But now Chucky's the leader of the gang because he's the one that brought them back to life. So you know what that mean? Would they bring Piney back? I don't think they'd even bother with Piney. That's a waste of cloning resources. Hey, Mike, remind me to put a clock in this room, okay? Best show.
And the Sons of Anarchy roll in.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi. There we go. First dud call of the show. 9:56. First tank job. Yeah, the human carpet.
I heard there's a human carpet.
They're riding their motorcycles over the human carpet. Because then they would need to expand the club, and maybe they'd get, like, the human carpet in the club, in the Sons of Anarchy. Who else from Brooklyn would be in the club?
We're going to the Turkey's Nest.
They call that, like, that's their new headquarters. They run out everyone from the Turkey's Nest. They take it over. Sons of Anarchy, Williamsburg. Let's pitch it. Best show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. I talked to you before.
You did.
Do I need to say something good to get on the air? I was more just saying that I'm really happy that it's...
Best show.
Hi. Wait, am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm Jonathan from Saratoga, California, and I'm just calling, first off, congratulations on Gang and for coming back on the radio.
Why, thank you.
And second of all, I'd like to ask you guys what do you think about the current...
You guys.
...the weather going...
You guys. You guys, it's me. It's me. You guys. Okay. This is not a morning zoo.
What do you mean it's not a morning zoo? I was just going to ask you what do you think of the current condition of the weather going on in the U.S.? I mean, it's like raining cats and dogs outside here in NorCal.
Okay, well, that's a fascinating topic. Oh, I think it's good that it's raining in California.
It is. Even though parts of the Bay Area are like slightly flooding at the moment, I think.
Then I think it's bad that it's raining in California.
Anyways, it just feels kind of confusing when you think about it, because one moment it's like sunny, next thing you know, it's like storming, flooding, lots of danger going on.
And then other times it's calm.
Yeah, it's very confusing, to say the least.
You could almost call it weather. Worst call in the history of both best shows. You. Worst call in the history of both. Congratulations, you did it. Heave ho, you dirty animal. Man, did not take long. Did not take long to feel the muscle memory kick back in. Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, Jason from Long Island City, Queens.
What's up, Jason?
everything is very nice tonight. I have a couple of thoughts. One is that if they did the turkey's nest, they'd have to back in, which I never figured out from Sons of Anarchy why they always back in. And they would spend a lot of time at the pier also. They seem to spend a lot of time at the pier. My real concern for you, though, is about apparel, about sort of how there hasn't been a big evolution of apparel. And I want to speak specifically about mittens for babies. Are you familiar with such things?
I am not.
So babies wear mittens, and I think it's because their fingers don't have a lot of movement in them.
Mm-hmm.
Grown-ups, on the other hand, wear gloves, because I think their digital sort of, like, expertise allows them to fit into gloves better, and then they could use them to keep their hands warm. Okay. So I've been seeing a lot of glove-mitten hybrids for adults. I'm not trying to be judgmental, but I wonder if it's an evolution in apparel or if it's just a yearning for adults to have their hands wrapped in mittens.
That is an interesting point. Where did you come up with this theory?
I came up with this theory on hold, actually, because I originally wanted to ask you about Juice from Sons of Anarchy, and Mike reminded me that I hadn't seen the last episode. And if the Sons of Anarchy did come to...
Mike reminded you that you hadn't seen the last episode?
No, I didn't see the last episode. I saw maybe the second to last episode, and I was worried about Juice having killed, you know, Tara with Gemma, you know, if I gave everything away, I'm sorry.
Spoilers. Get off our phones. We don't like spoilers here on The Best Show. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sandy in Houston. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. Andy in Houston. How old are you, Andy?
No, Sandy.
Sandy. Well, that's different. How old are you, Sandy?
I'm almost 30.
You're almost 30? Well, you have a very youthful voice. I'm sure you've heard that before.
I have, actually. I was calling to ask if Gary the Squirrel got the postcard I sent.
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask him. He's not here tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
If he comes back, you should ask him, or I'll call back in the future and ask him.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Did you get it?
Oh, boy. Really? Have these people been on hold for a year, waiting for the show to come back? Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. This is Seth from Georgia.
Seth from Georgia. What's up, Seth?
I just wanted to say welcome back. I've got my six-month-old here who can finally grow up in a show with The Best Show again.
A world with The Best Show. Your 6 month old has a shot now.
He's got a shot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Welcome back. You may remember I once kind of, my wife says I have to mention this. I once kind of misquoted Scarface on your show.
Wait, you're the kid. Who's your sister?
My sister's Bonnie from Georgia.
That's right.
Yes.
And you were the kid who said that the famous line in Scarface is,
"Get ready to meet my little friend."
Ready to meet my little friend.
Absolutely, that's me.
Get ready to meet my... Imagine the exciting conclusion of Scarface. They're closing in on Tony Montana. And then the doors fly open, and he's got a machine gun, and he says, say the line the way he'd say it.
Get ready to meet my real friend.
There you go.
I'm not sure he would have gotten a shot off, actually.
I don't. If he would say, get ready to meet my little friend, no, he would not have gotten a shot off.
Or they would have died laughing at him. I don't know which it would have been. But, yeah.
So you are that guy.
I am that guy. And I think this is the first time I've called back because I was so embarrassed that moment.
You were hoping that the show went away.
No. I'd listen to the podcast every week.
All right. Got anything else you want to talk about tonight, champ?
Just welcome back.
All right. This is what I'm going to say. We're 1 hour in. I'm back. I'm going to assume everybody's welcoming me back. Everybody. Look, I'm back. I'm back. I'm not going anywhere now. It's all downhill from here. The rock went all the way to the top of the mountain. Oh, the rock can only go down the mountain now. Don't need to appreciate the sentiment more than you'll ever know, and I could not appreciate the fact that the show is back more than anyone will ever know. But we do not need... You don't need to welcome me back anymore. Or if you want to welcome me back, you welcome me back. But let's start to tack a point onto the calls now. We're an hour in. Let's start to stick a point on them. Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. It's Chris calling from Vancouver, Canada.
Chris?
How are you?
From Vancouver, B.C.?
Yeah, that's right.
Right? It's your guy. Your guy's up there.
What is?
Your guy, Nardwar.
Oh, Nardwar, yeah, the human serviette.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a big Nardwar fan.
Yeah, you didn't catch up on my impression, though.
sorry about that. I'm very excited you're back on the air, Tom. My week is complete again.
Good.
That's my question for you was, we all know there's only 150 podcast slots. Obviously, yours is going to be taking one of those slots. I was wondering which podcast you think will be on the outs now.
Which one?
Yeah, you think more than one?
Oh, I'm gunning for all. My goal is that there'll be 10 podcasts standing.
Which ones do you think will be standing?
Mark Maron has a podcast. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah,
I've
heard of
be
it.
Standing. The Julie Klausner one will still be standing. How was your week?
Yeah.
Jake Fugelnest used to have one, but he took himself out of the game. He'll be back.
He knew you were coming, so he just...
He ran. He ran. But all the other ones, everyone's fair game. Everyone's fair game. I've been doing this since Clinton was president, man. I've been doing this show. Clinton was president when I started the best show. I'm back now. I'm back. Everybody's been playing with my ball. My football. That's my football everybody's been playing with. For 14 years, all people getting rich. Getting rich. They're getting rich on my football. I'm here to take my ball back.
Are you going to get rich now?
No. I'm just here to take it back. I'll blow the whole thing up. I'm just here to end it. I heard this thing. Speaking of a Mark Maron podcast, he had do you know who Pauly Shore is?
Yeah. He's the son of Mitzi Shore, right?
Yeah, that's well. You know way too much about it already. You're supposed to say, "Yo, the guy from Son-in-Law."
The weasel guy.
That was all you had to say about it. You have to start going into the Pauly Shore, the graduate level Pauly Shore minutia. But Pauly
I'm
Shore.
In the army now.
This guy's got a podcast now. This guy.
No, Paul, really?
Yeah. Huh, nah, he's got a... Yeah. And he explains on Mark's show, he's like, yeah, I talked to my manager and my agent. They just like he thought of doing a podcast is a good idea. Yeah, okay. So that's what's overrunning this field now. Is guys talking to their manager and their agent about whether they should do a podcast or not.
Yeah.
They're not doing it for this guy's not doing it for the love, Pauly Shore. He's doing it because he's hoping to just get back and help people care about him. He's trying to get back on TV again. Get back on MTV. But he is. That's who's. The guys like that have taken a pure thing, and it's like a clogged toilet now. It's clogged with the Pauly Shores of the world.
Have you ever listened to his podcast?
No. I'm going to listen to Pauly Shore's podcast.
Does that have a cool name?
I'd rather listen to my car not be able to start than listen to Pauly Shore's podcast. I'd rather be in my driveway listening to my car go, and deal with all of the ramifications of that than have to hear him, his podcast. He's a bum. He's a bum. And the guys like that are clogging up the field now. I'm here.
Biodome was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
I know it wasn't.
Yeah, enough with your Pauly Shore inside base.
I know an awful lot about Pauly Shore, I'm realizing here.
Yeah, you do. Inside Weezeball.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call, Tom. I don't want to.
Okay. Good. Well, don't. Best show. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
This is Luke from Lexington. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. What's up, Luke?
Nothing. Pauly Shore was actually just down here in Kentucky doing a show at one of our comedy clubs.
Okay. What was he doing? A Chick-fil-A?
It's in the back. No, they're not open on Sundays, and he tweeted about his show last night, so it must have been at a Burger King.
No, that's where they would put him, is in a Chick-fil-A. Doesn't matter. They could have the doors open or closed. The same amount of people are going to turn up to watch this guy. Pauly Shore.
He's doing
a podcast now. Clogged Toilet. It's a clogged toilet, man. Clogged by guys like Pauly Shore. Podcast. That's a, used to be people did it because they loved it. Now it's Pauly Shore and the Serial. I haven't heard Serial yet. Serial. What is it? Like a I'm going to kill you or whatever. Like what goes on Serial? I've not heard it. Is it just like...
I've not heard it either. Everyone,
yeah, Shane, I'm going to kill you, Shane. What is it? Is it like... I don't know what it is. It's like... Is it like Haunted House or something?
Everyone that talks to me about it says it's like True Detective, but a podcast, which that sounds super engaging to me.
So it's like... Wait, a podcast of True Detective? I don't know about... I don't know how intriguing that sounds.
Yeah, it you know, sounds a little...
The audio... Listen to Matthew McConaughey. Be like listening to Mike cracking the beer open. You've heard that already. You've heard True Detective as a podcast. It's when Mike is in the studio. Hear a beer get cracked open. It talks a lot about life. That's what it is. Mike's like a Bayonne version of Rust Cole. What else is going on? Nothing.
Nothing, man.
Okay. Goodbye then. So, Serial. Now, sudden that you hear like, oh, did you hear about podcasts now? This Serial invented podcasts. What? This dude, you got this dude like Jesse Thorpe who does this show, Bullseye. This guy's been doing it since 2003, I think. He's doing podcasts. Now all of a sudden you got a podcast or invented a Serial. I really don't even know what Serial is. Is it like a haunted house or something? I swear I don't know what it's like. Who's in the haunted house? Should I listen to it? Maybe I should just listen to it. I'm in the haunted house. Am I going to get you? Find out next week on Serial. Serial. Pauly Shore. I'd listen to it if they were chasing Pauly Shore on it. If Serial was somebody trying to run Pauly Shore over with a go-kart, then I'd listen to Serial. Other than that, TBNT. That's thanks. But no thanks. Best show, you're on the air. Oh, no, you're not. Jeepers creepers. Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you for the first time. I'm kind of a latecomer with your show, and it's good to hear you back on the air. Hey, I noticed you were tweeting during the World Series.
Was I?
Yeah. You must have been watching. Obviously, you were kind of confused, dazed a little bit about the double play.
Who won the World Series this year?
Well, the Giants won.
The Giants. That's right. Okay.
So did you watch? I mean,
I don't remember.
What do you mean? Like, you don't remember?
It's like 6 months ago.
Yeah. Well. You seemed to be interested in the game, and I thought, you know, I might be able to enlighten you if you needed to be.
Sure. Well, what was I getting wrong in my tweets about the World Series?
There was something about, you thought there was a five, it was like a five out play or something like that. And,
well, there is a five out play, isn't there?
Well, no.
There's not a five out play that carries two outs over to the next inning?
No.
You're sure?
Pretty sure, man.
I thought there was. I guess I got that wrong. Because if you're in an inning with zero outs and you do the five-out play, the next inning you go up and you already have two outs against you.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but that's not how it works.
Well, what is there, just a four-out play?
No, it just goes up to three out. There's a triple play, double play, and, you know, and just one out.
But what carries over to the next inning then?
Nothing, man. Just the score.
The score does.
The score and, you know.
What's the most runs you can score at any time? With any swing of the bat?
Well, that would be four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can score four runs, but you can't score four outs.
Correct.
Isn't there like a spot, though? Like a super spot or something where if you hit the target, like a home run, like in the and like the buzzer goes off or something. Isn't there like a thing like that? I've seen
that. They've been talking about doing something like that in the All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
You know, to get people really interested in sticking targets out in the fields, but not in everyday baseball, no.
But isn't there a thing where like the guy slides into the mug of beer? What is that then?
I don't know. Is that that's part of the beer pong, right?
Beer pong?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we neither of us know anything about baseball. So wait, seriously. Well, look, I'm looking right now. A guy in the Friends of Tom chat is saying that there is a six-run play.
You can score six runs, but you can't make any more than three outs is all that's necessary to.
Well, no, but the guy's saying if the bases are loaded and the game is tied beyond the 15th inning, there's a six. If you hit a grand slam, that's six runs.
Correct. I'm sorry. He's right. That's true.
Okay. Well, good. Then so you have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I have a pretty good idea. I've been a fan for quite a few years.
Okay. Well, then why did you tell me there was only four runs could be scored the most?
I spoke too soon.
Well, know your role, my friend. Know your role. And get off my phone. Best show.
Happy Hanukkah!
Happy Hanukkah to you, too.
This is the best Hanukkah present I've ever gotten.
Is it? That's awesome.
Honestly, yeah, it's my family wasn't so great at presents, so it's not saying a whole lot. But
well, you know what? The thing that makes this, this means, because tonight's the first night of Hanukkah?
Yeah, tonight's the first night.
So I wish to my friends who are of the chosen people, a happy and healthy Hanukkah.
On behalf of all the Jewish people, Tom, I thank you.
And I say to you that this means your Hanukkah starts off big, not with the socks. You get the socks last on this Hanukkah.
Yeah, it's going to be some erasers by next Tuesday.
Exactly. And then you get a pair of socks and some erasers, right? And a pack of gum. What's the worst final day of Hanukkah thing you ever got?
You know, my family was so cheap. We just did really one present for the whole 8 nights.
Really?
Yeah.
Couldn't be bothered to swing by the dollar store.
No, there wasn't really a dollar store in our town.
I don't know, man. It's a bummer of a family. No offense. No offense.
I'll tell them you said that.
Yeah, please do. Tell them you got long arms, short arms, and long pockets. The Tom said.
Sure. Yeah. That's about the same.
Got dinosaur arms, right? Got little T-Rex arms. Not reaching in to buy your kid a pack of tube socks.
Yeah, my socks still have holes in them.
See, exactly. Thanks, buddy. Happy Hanukkah to everybody, seriously. It's awesome that the show comes back on the first day of Hanukkah. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. I was wondering how you thought about the Endless River.
What, did you swallow your phone accidentally?
I accidentally swallowed it, I'm sorry.
Are you on Skype, by any chance?
I am not. I'm on a regular phone.
What are you on?
Phone?
A phone. You're sure?
Pretty sure.
And what did you want to know what I thought of?
The new Pink Floyd, The Endless River.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I got no time for that. That's not a real Pink Floyd album.
It's kind of a real Pink Floyd album. Richard Wright is on it.
Okay. Well, good for Richard Wright. That ain't no Pink Floyd album.
Did you like The Division Bell?
No, it's terrible.
High Hopes is a fantastic song.
Everybody said, you're too hard on the stuff without Roger Waters. No, I'm not. I listened to both those albums. One was worse than the next.
Last time I spoke to you was when we talked about The Wall, and mm-hmm. you hung up on me because...
Back in business. That's when you know the show's back. When one of those happens. Hey, Mike. How's this shit? Could you come here for 1 second? How are we sounding?
Good. Yeah.
Good? Just good?
A couple buffering things, but it's back up.
The levels sound good in here?
Yeah, everything sounds good.
Calls are lively?
Well,
let's not go that far. Well, look, you're
the weather guy, you know, I tried to talk.
Yeah.
We had a guy who got retweeted by Donald Trump. I need
to help. Retweeted by Donald Trump. Wow. Star power. The big guns are out. The big guns are out tonight. Coming up later on the show, a guy who got retweeted by Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Patton Oswalt, you got bumped. We went long with the guy who got retweeted by Donald Trump. It's how it goes, man. It's how it goes. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, is this the radio show host?
Yes, this is Tom, the host of The Best Show.
Hey, Todd, it's Matthew Tompkins from Shout Media.
Uh-huh.
Look, I read that piece on you in the New York Times last week.
Oh, really?
Congratulations, man. Sounds like things are really taking off for you in the great show.
It's The Best Show. It's actually called The Best Show.
Oh, well, anyway, it's a real cool thing you got going on there. Really interesting stuff. I for one, think it's great that there's finally a podcast for young people about art.
What's that? About art?
Art, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What? No, you talk about paintings, right? That's what the Times article said.
That I talk about paintings?
Yeah.
No. Did you even read the article?
Of course I did, Timmy.
Well, I mean, there was a photo with the article in the New York Times of me sitting with art that had been created by Best Show listeners.
Oh, okay. You know, I'll be honest. I just micro-skimmed the article.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Look, I'm a very busy executive. I don't have time to read everything that comes across my desk. I mean, I barely have time to keep up with my fantasy football league, you know?
With your fantasy football league?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you said, but it's fantasy football.
No, not this one. This is a fantasy football league.
What is a fantasy football league?
Oh, you don't do this? Oh, it's great. It's a fantasy league where each player has a team comprised of the best fantasy football players out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a great team this year. So far, I've got Irv Melkin, and you're never going to believe this. I have Brian Rimpel, too.
Wait, those are what? Those are guys who play fantasy football?
They don't just play it. They're the best. They dominate.
So you
have...
Wait, what did you call me?
A dip.
A dip. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of fantasy football.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun. It sounds like a blast.
It's a real blast.
You have Rimpel. What was his name?
Brian Rimpel.
Brian. Wow.
Never heard of Brian Rimpel?
No, I have never heard of Brian Rimpel.
You're going to get rimpled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right down there.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm losing it. I'm very frazzled right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm dealing with this big hacking thing.
The hacking thing. Wait, yeah. But you said you're with the Shout, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, Sony is the company that got hacked by, like North Korea or whoever did it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, Shout Media, we got hacked also. We got hacked by these disgruntled ne'er-do-wells in the South Korean government.
In the South Korean government, you got
yeah,
hacked.
We did. See, we greenlit this new movie called Korean Air Nut Rage Executive.
Whoa, what is that?
It's called Korean Air Nut Rage Executive. Have you followed this story?
About the Korean Air executive who got like nuts given to her on a flight?
Yes.
In a bag or something?
They were in a bag and they weren't on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And she went off.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so they had to turn the plane around and they went back and she got in big trouble and she had to do a deep bow. And then her father, who's the president, he had to do an even deeper bow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was a lot of deep bowing going on. Anyway, I guess the higher-ups there took offense and they hacked into the Shout mainframe.
The higher-ups in South Korea?
Either at Korean Air or the South Korean government. I think it was the government. I think it goes that high. Anyway, whoever did it, they released all this very sensitive data about Shout.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, for example, how much money Trent L. Strauss got paid to direct Shout's first Quad X film, The Island of Dr. Moreau's.
Ugh. I did
spelled
not.
It's spelled Dr. D-R period.
Sure.
M-O-R-E, like the word more.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on this.
And then O's, you know, yep. Which...
Dope.
You know what that means.
Yeah, I do. Don't worry. I know exactly what I got it the second you said it.
Oh, that's great. That'd be great. That's great to know for marketing.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, when you say something is a Quad X movie, it kind of, I was ready for something kind of dirty like that.
Oh, you like the dirty fair?
No, I knew you were going to say something dirty.
Oh.
The dirty fair.
Well, I don't know. It's good to know that there's someone out there in the media that is on our side.
Uh-huh.
They also released things like the number of times John Wesley Shipp has been hospitalized for going on flagrant whippings.
John Wesley Shipp, the actor.
Yeah. Are you a fan?
Not really. There's a guy who calls the show who's a fan.
Oh, yeah. Spike.
Yes. Oh, you know him?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, Spike is now John Wesley Shipp's assistant.
Oh, I did not know that.
He's great.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, but these night whippings? It's crazy. John Wesley Shipp, he goes out late at night searching for whips.
Yeah.
And he whips the whips.
I
don't know why.
I don't understand. He has a whip.
He has a whip.
And he goes out searching for whips.
Yep. He'll go. And where do you find whips? You find whips in, barns, right?
I guess so, yeah.
So he's out there, searching for horse barns.
So it's John Wesley Shipp.
Yeah.
And is he with his assistant, Spike?
Yeah.
At the time. So the two of them
Yeah.
Our
I'm sorry, Spike. I didn't mean to get you in trouble.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's you got him in trouble. So he's going to get fired by John Wesley Shipp?
Depends how upset JWS is in any given moment, yeah.
Is that a constant worry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Spike can hold on to his job.
I hope so too.
Yeah. So that came out in this hacking thing.
Yeah, and that's not even the worst of it. I'm my stuff's out there too. These bastards even leaked how much I spent at the ski cappery last year.
What is the ski cappery?
Yeah, what, you're joking.
I have no idea what the ski cappery is.
Come on.
No, I've never heard
of it. You never heard of the ski cappery?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Well, it's a boutique out here in Weirdo Wood that sells only the best, most expensive knit hiding hats.
Knit hiding hats?
Yeah.
What is a knit hiding hat?
Are you... You are such a rube. I can't get over this.
A rube. I'm a rube.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like you're I can hear you like eating turnips or something.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear the turnip juice dripping down your chin.
Because I don't know what a knit hiding hat is.
Yeah. Okay, well anyway.
Please.
All the big shots out here in Hollywood wear these things.
Knit hiding hats. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's the perfect way to go incognito.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what better way to go unnoticed while shopping in Beverly Hills in the middle of July than to wear a big designer ski hat pulled halfway down your face, right?
You mean like it's like a cap?
Yeah.
Like a ski cap.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, but it's more than that, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how it's probably pricey, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know, only the top tier can afford these things. Did you see all those FPs going into T-Swift's birthday tea the other night?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. Jutim was there. Crymart. Haystie.
Are these, like, new Jutim? I don't know. This sounds like...
If you could see me right now, you would see that my head is in my hands.
Uh-huh.
Just, I can't believe you.
I don't know who Jutim is or...
Justin Timberlake.
But you call him Jutim?
We all call him that out here.
I've never heard that.
Okay.
What did you say? Haystie? Was that the name?
Yes.
Who is Haystie?
Harry Styles.
Oh, the guy from One Direction?
Exactly, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Crymart.
Crymart. It sounds like a chain.
It sounds like a chain that sells tears, right?
Yes. Like, well, that's really.
It's pretty out there, right?
Yeah, it's really out.
That's like a Pink Floyd album.
Uh huh. Crymart.
Yeah.
Like Welcome to the Crymart.
Oh, I like this.
Uh huh.
Have you pitched this anywhere?
No. This is new. This is new. Crymart.
Okay. Let's put this on the back burner. All right. Uh-huh. It's Chris Martin.
The guy from Coldplay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So well, you know, almost every male FP out here, they wear these things, you know, and
the knit hiding hats.
Yeah, and no one makes them better than Mr. Merle.
Uh huh. Who is Mr. Merle?
Mr. Merle.
Don't know who Mr. Merle is.
Merle Allen. Yes.
The guy from the Murder Junkies?
What? No, Mr. Merle is a very chic designer from New Hampshire who now calls all of the from the forehead up shots out here.
Okay, I think it's probably the same guy.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Mr. Merle, he says what makes his knitwear so distinct is a very special ingredient that he refuses to actually reveal.
Uh-huh.
Nobody has any idea what it is.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So you wear a knit hiding hat regularly?
Oh, yeah.
And do you, like, because you just want to walk around town wearing one?
Yeah, well, I've got a very thin T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
My very expensive jeans, and I've got the hat pulled up, almost over my face.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, it sounds really casual And is it like because it's cold or something?
Oh no.
Uh huh. Oh, so no. it's just a style thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I have seen guys wear it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great look.
Yeah. It's a okay. Well, I mean, if it's for you. I don't think I could wear a knit hiding hat.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
Look, I got way off track here. Okay.
Uh huh.
This hacking thing has really made my life a living Hades.
Okay.
So you can understand why I haven't been able to keep up on everything in the media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I guess I kind of missed some key points of your article there.
Sure. I mean, I can understand maybe if you're just blasting through all kinds of articles and things on the web and stuff you're trying to keep up with. But, I mean, your name's Matthew Tompkins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know you've called this show probably about 30 times over the last 13 or so years, right? You know that?
What? I have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait. This isn't that half-animal part party machine who had a show at a high school radio station, is it?
Well, no, it was... All right. It was a show that was on a non-commercial station, and now it's a show that we're doing on our own that's on the web. You can listen to it streaming live on the web.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really cool.
Cool. Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
It's very exciting, and I'm glad for your sake that you still have it.
Have what?
Come on. You don't have to play with me.
What?
The voice modulator.
I don't have a voice modulator.
You certainly do. Your voice sounds positively luxurious.
Uh-huh.
Are you washing it?
Washing what am I? I don't have one. What would I be washing?
Your voice.
Washing my voice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sam Elliott, he washes his voice with fermented emu juice and coconut paste.
I don't know what... Emu juice?
Yeah.
Is that what it sounds like?
Kind of.
I don't even... Yeah. Even if it kind of is what it sounds like, that's too much.
But you can't argue with those results, right? That's a voice.
No, Sam Elliott does have a nice voice.
Yeah, you want to run your fingers through it.
Okay. Sure.
Anyway, Chip, you may have noticed that I said I'm from Shout Media, not just the Shout Network.
I did notice that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Are you ready?
Sure.
Are you strapped in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your hiding hat on?
I don't, but I figuratively I do.
Okay. Well, just put your helmet on then.
Okay.
Okay. I'm excited to announce that we have now branched out into the book world.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what?
What?
You should write a book. Because I'll bet you probably have just as much to say as the Arcade Fire.
You're putting out a book by the Arcade Fire?
No. We're putting out books by all of the Arcade Fire.
But there's like seven... Is there like seven people in the Arcade Fire?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's nine.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just added two cellists.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you're putting out nine books by all nine members of the Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds okay. I mean, I guess if the people are there for it, I don't know what to say.
Right.
I mean, in terms of me doing a book, I mean, that's something I would like to do someday. I wouldn't mind writing a book.
Well, that's awesome. Let's give some thought to that, okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll put that on the back burner for a little bit. And let's direct our attention to who's America's next top DJ.
What is that?
Well, you know how everybody is a DJ now?
A DJ?
Yeah.
You mean like everybody DJs at parties and things like that?
Yeah, isn't it great? Everyone's doing it.
Uh-huh.
everybody.
Yeah, everybody is.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And I would love to get you on this show as a contestant.
On what was it called?
Pardon me?
The show is what? Who's America's?
It's called Who's America's Next Top DJ.
Uh-huh.
But I will warn you.
Yeah.
You'll have some very stiff competition. We found this guy named Darren Ploppleton. He goes by the DJ name DJ Ploptron 5000.
Plop, I know this guy. I know Darren.
You do?
Yeah.
From what?
What's that?
From
yeah,
what?
From I work with him.
Oh. Well, then you must know of his love of classic dance music, specifically obscure and now incredibly expensive 70s 12-inch disco singles, right?
I have never heard him mention disco one time in all the years I've known him.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know, my man. That's your road to hoes, I guess.
Uh-huh. Ho.
What's that?
I think you're the road to hoes.
Yeah.
I think it's hoe.
No, I think it's hose. You hose it down because you don't like what's on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I think, look.
It's like a spray wash.
Okay. I think we're on a different two different pages here, but I'll.
We must be. We must be. Well, let's backburner this too, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I would love to get you on board something else, all right? You've thrown your hat into the film directing medium, right? Is that right?
I mean, I direct some videos and things like that.
Like some rock things with your rock friends, right?
I mean, that's a simplification of it, but yeah, I guess I do things. I've directed things for my friends and people who I've just been a fan of, but I'm
like
not.
Like friend rock. Friend rock and fan rock.
Friend rock and fan. No, well, it's a little belittling what you're saying, but.
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
No. Anyway, I would love to bring you on board to help us with 24 Hours to D'Angelo.
24 Hours to D'Angelo. What is that?
Yeah. Well, it's a new reality show where people who have never heard of D'Angelo have 24 hours to prove to the world that they're his biggest fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the show actually started shooting yesterday, but we're unhappy with the work that Jason's been doing.
Jason. Who's Jason?
Yeah. Jason Walliner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. His work, his stuff is way too subtle. He didn't want to have any of the face slapping or wine throwing.
Okay.
Yeah, and we also had the same problems with Morrison and Reed. They got canned too.
Morrison and Reed, is that Phil Morrison and Reed is that Peyton Reed?
Yeah, the directors, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know those guys.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah. So they were on board this thing and you had problems because they're...
Shh, 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 shh. I just had a great idea.
What?
Morrison and Reed. That sounds like a great idea for a period crime laugher.
Laugher.
All right, let me just quickly nutshell this. I'm doing this for me here. Hang on. All right, it's the late 60s.
Okay.
And these two young men are bumbling East Village cops by day and one half of alternative rock's Beatles by night.
And it's Morrison and Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you said the East Village?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of like you're talking about, like the Velvet Underground, like Lou Reed and Sterling Morrison.
Yeah. Oh, great. You thought just because I wear the crispest, untucked shirts and the most expensive jeans being produced.
Uh-huh.
You don't think I know about cool music, do you?
Well, I mean, Velvet Underground's not that hard to understand what that is, but sure, I might have not figured you for a fan of it.
I don't like this at all. You know what?
What?
I might just lens this D'Angelo semi-scripted true lifer myself.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Filming people running around trying to play catch-up and pretend that they're huge D'Angelo fans.
Wait, are people doing that?
A little bit.
Huh. Oh, wait.
Yeah?
Oh, rats, I got a text. I got to go. I just got a text from Mr. Merle that my new hiding cap is ready.
Okay.
Look, let's talk again. I'm very sorry we didn't get to talk about your paintings, Rick.
Well, I'm not a painter, but okay. That's... Uh-huh.
Let's keep this dialogue open.
Uh-huh.
And I am so glad the Show of Champions is back, and I hope we talk soon, okay?
I mean, that's not the name of the show.
It's all right, cheers, Rick.
It's the best show. Oh, okay. And he's gone. Well, how about that? Now you know that the best show is truly underway when I've been insulted from a few different angles. That's when you know that we're doing the best show. Okay. I am going to do something real fast and play a record, right? I'm going to play a record. What record should I play? I was going to play a record. Let me pick a record out here. Doot, 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 doot. Again, this is the best show. The number is 201-332-3484. And guys, this is the first episode of the new best show. So thank you all for hanging with us and letting us. We're sorting through all of our stuff and we're figuring it all out. And we will get there. And it's going to get better and better and better. But we'll talk more about that as time goes on. In the meantime, no, not playing that. I am going to play a song by a band called Grand Funk Railroad. Oh, yeah, that's Grand Funk Railroad with Sin's a Good Man's Brother here on The Best Show. 201, The Best Show. And people, you know what, I have people say to me, they say, hey, Tom, you don't have a paywall up on the show. No paywall. You're not making us pay to get in. I'm not making you pay to get in. No. It's for everybody to hear. Everybody can hear it. Then they say, hey, how can I help turn this free thing into a, how can I help turn this free thing into something that can maybe make a couple dollars? Well, right now what you can do, you tell people, you listen. First of all, you listen, and then you tell people to listen. That's it. That's all I'm asking of you right now. Well, there'll be other stuff. There'll be ads soon. It's all going to be painless and fun. This is going to be the show. We're going to do it on our own terms and do it the way we want. And it's going to keep getting better and better each week. And we are here. And we're going to keep doing this. And it's going to go and go and go. So let's do it. We're also going to have stickers. There's these stickers coming. If you run a record store or a cool store, email me at bestshow4life. Best show for life, but the 4 is a number, at yahoo.com. We're going to do a thing where instead of me mailing stickers to everybody, we're going to do things with people who are pro best show with businesses and that are pro best show. And I'm going to send you the stickers, and then people can come in and they can ask for the sticker, They could say the secret word or something. We'll figure out how that goes down. But if that's you, email me and join the exciting Best Show sticker initiative. Makes it sound so important. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Candace Douglas Still. I've been waiting.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm just fine, thank you.
I'm glad
I said that I was going to sing a song for everyone.
Okay. Let's hear it. What song are you going to sing?
I didn't know if anybody had a request. My name is Candace Douglas. I know that I do have a bit of a fan following, so I didn't know if you'd heard of me.
Well, you sing the song you want to sing.
Okay. And it's short of the musical accompaniment. This one's called She Wore a Jaunty Hat Today. And it goes, she wore a jaunty hat today. She wore a jaunty scarf and hat today. I must admit I'm getting just a racer hat today. All my life I've wondered why I'm so sad and lonely. All my life I've wondered why I'm one and only. She wore a jaunty hat today. She wore a jaunty scarf and hat today. I must admit I'm yelling just the way the hat today.
That was fantastic.
I'll be able to put that one.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you have a great night.
You too, thanks. Bye. Bye.
Best Show, you're on the air.
Yo.
Whoa, KV. It's KV, Kurt Vile.
No, just KV.
Just KV. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. So you just go by KV. What's up, KV? It's Kurt Vile, the rock star.
Yep, pretty much.
pretty much.
Yeah, I'm here. Congratulations on your new Best Show. Oh. I'm in Athens with Kyle. We're just cranking out the hits as usual. So
okay, so yep. Kurt Vile, the guy who brought the world smoke rings for my Halo, the hit album,
and others.
Are you recording now?
Yeah, I've been recording for a while, but my van broke down. You know, my famous van that Yellow Man borrowed once. it broke down, so I came to get it. But I'm making use of the time by patching up overdubs and such. But yeah, it's gonna be good eventually. I mean, it's good now, but eventually it'll come out. I don't know.
And this is for a new album of yours?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep.
I can't wait. Yep. It's time. Yep. It's time for more Kurt Vile music. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's about time. I've been waiting. I can't wait till it comes out. I just can't wait for some new good music, you know?
Yeah.
Because Yeah.
You're going to have some long songs on it this time, like last time?
I think that I probably will. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's already long songs, and but not like a million long songs, not
sure.
Like 10-minute songs.
No. So what everybody wants to know, Kurt, look, it's all well and good that we hear from you, international rock star Kurt Vile.
Yeah, I was just excited for your show. I didn't even really know. I just wanted to. It was actually amazing because it was just busy for so long, and then I just assumed it would be busy, and then it went through.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. What does everybody want to know?
about Jell-O Man, what Jell-O Man's been up to.
You know, he's back to, he's a little in debt from, you know, all his wise choices in life. And, one being that, like, his sprinter, well, he bought two sprinters. One was a lemon, so he left it on the side of the road in Florida or something. And then the next one, he sort of flaunts this thing, which I understand why he does it, but, he's not always the wisest, but he was going to all these festivals, you know, like with his t-shirts, with his face on it, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not very inconspicuous, but there, certain people work at these same festivals. He got busted so many times. He went to one big festival, and the next one was Bonnaroo, and he totally got, like, staked out by, like, the Bonnaroo Secret Service.
Yeah.
And they just took his sprinter and auctioned it off, basically. They, like, basically got a hotel room next to his and staked him, like, watched him go to Walmart and got a hotel room next to his, watched his whole, they totally staked him out, and then when he got into Bonnaroo, they took him and they put them all in the slammer, and fine.
It's good.
You know, just a slap on the wrist, but then they auctioned off his sprinter. Oh. I actually feel bad saying all that juice, but then again, he did say when he stole my Vans.
Oh, you're evening. That now we're all even.
Yep.
KV and Jell-O Man.
No, but what I was going to say is he came out to L.A. It was fun. He does a good job with, like, video and stuff. He was videotaping a lot of studio footage when we were recording in Burbank. And, he's fun to have around, obviously. He just had a little growing up to do.
No, he's a really good guy. I think Jell-O Man is he's a good guy. And I think he just, I just want him to be safe. That's all I want. I just want.
Yeah, he's safe. He's safe now.
Good.
He's safe. By the way, did you ever go to college?
I went to community college, and then I. Why did you?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Do we want to ask what school I went to?
What school did you go to?
All of them.
All of them? I have no idea what that means.
Harvard Law College, University.
Uh-huh.
All of them.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We were having fun last night making a bunch of stupid jokes, but I guess that went over your head.
I think it might have gone. Yeah, it went over my head, Kurt. You're right. Are you going to come by here? We got to get you by to come up here.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to come by. Can I just come by any time as usual?
Even of
if
course.
Ted Leo there?
You come by any time you want.
What if Ted Leo's there?
Then you can come by and you'll be here with Ted Leo.
All right.
Well, what's that mean? I don't even know what that means.
I know, I'm just kidding.
You're so competitive with anybody who holds a guitar.
It's a joke.
Anybody who holds a guitar, you consider to be.
He doesn't hold a guitar.
Sure he does. Look, I get it. I talk into a microphone, and I consider anyone who talks into a microphone somebody that I'm in some eternal foot race with.
Wait, I talk into a microphone.
No, but you sing into a microphone. You're off on your own. We're not in a foot race.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, though, about Ted Leo.
I know.
I said that to you last time I was on your show.
Don't worry, you're...
A long time ago, when I was a child.
But look, you like... I've said this before. You like six albums. You like Rumors.
Yeah.
You like...
No, I don't like Rumors anymore.
Okay. So Rumors, so you like five albums. This is what I always said. You're like five albums. You're like Black and Blue, Black and Blue by the Rolling Stones, and four Kurt Vile albums.
Well, I like Cherry Baby, So does John Worcester likes Cherry Baby. Cherry Baby, too.
He does. Yes, he does.
Told you.
All right, KV. We're going to get you up here. I can't wait.
Yeah. But you know the blurb I gave you on your
on the box set
for your CD.
Yeah,
yeah. I actually wish I had it in front of them, but I think one time for your show, it should be like one of those like kind of heavy, like what is it, like a commercial or something? It'd be like, it's like Sharpling and Worcester are the ultimate dynamic duo from another dimension of comedy.
Uh huh.
Previously uncharted, presently untouchable. I would know. I only stalk the best.
All right, KV. I'm going to wind you down.
Yeah, I know. I got to get back to tracking.
Oh, okay.
But congrats on the show. You're going to wind me down with what? Oh, you're going to say something to me?
No. I'm going to wind. I got. I'm going to wind down the call. I only have an hour left in the show.
No, that's fine. But, I'll come by. I'll give you a call, but I'll come by and hang at the studio.
Of course. But let me know when you're back home. We'll hang out.
All right,
buddy. You take care.
Yeah. All right.
Bye. Oh, KV. I can't get a handle on you sometimes. But I love you. I love you, KV. Best show, you're on the air.
Good evening, Tom. It's Angus from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Angus?
Yes.
From Edinburgh, Scotland.
Yes.
You sound like you're in front of a fireplace telling a spooky story for the children. Are you telling a spooky story to children?
I'm afraid not, no. They're all in bed.
They're all in bed?
4:05 a.m.
It's 4:05 a.m. there, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say. So what's going on?
Well, I'm very glad to have you back, obviously, but I was wondering, and this is the sort of general aim theme, do you have a villain? Do you have a villain of the year, someone who you feel has been the worst person this year?
Who's been the worst person this year? I don't know. There's a lot of bad ones out there.
It's not been a good year.
It has not been a good year. That's why the show's back at the end of the year. We're letting this year slide, and then we're going to pick it back up now, take it into 2015 and beyond.
I was going to suggest Donald Sterling as a U.S.-centric option.
Yeah, Donald Sterling's pretty bad. He's ridiculous, right?
I don't really understand it, but it just seemed like an old racist white man. But I don't know any more than that.
Pretty much. No, I think you got a good line on it. That's kind of all it is.
That's fine. It's been a bad year for the old white man, I think.
All right, a bad year for the old white man. I'm going to leave you with that one. That's you. That
we've seen the end of them.
Oh, look, I'm all for that. I could not support that more. Bring it down, right?
Yeah.
These white jerks. These white guys had their shot. You blew it, white guys.
I definitely feel that way. I
do.
Our time is,
it's over.
We've contributed enough.
I'm all for it. I'm for the end of it. Back of the line, white guys. You blew it. You bullied your way in. Now you're going to get shoved to the back of the line. All right. Thanks, buddy. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Did you, I'm saying you, as if I don't know who I'm talking to. Ringo Starr was just inducted, or not inducted, they just announced that he would be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This Ringo Starr, this guy, look, he's one of the Beatles. He kind of gets a... You could say that anyone in the Beatles gets a pass, but I got to say, Ringo Starr got a lifetime pass, but now it's like the guy who got like a... gets to go to a thing like free... you get to eat at... Arby's for free every day. But then he actually shows up every day. You're kind of like, you're wearing this pass out a little bit. It's not the spirit with which we gave you the pass. Ringo Starr gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The other three Beatles are in individually already. Look, the Beatles are in as the Beatles. But this guy finds out. Ringo Starr first learned, this is from RollingStone.com. Ringo Starr first learned he was receiving the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's award for musical excellence. Really? Look. When Paul McCartney called him up 2 weeks ago. And Ringo Starr says, he said, "Would you accept the award?" Starr says. I said, "Sure, man. Sure, man." Oh, you sure? We put you out a little bit there? Sorry. "Sure, man." That's like saying, "Hey, could you pass the mustard?" "Sure, man." Would you accept it? Like, would Ringo Starr accept the award to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like, this is a guy who was in Caveman. And that was when things were going well, he was in Caveman. Imagine where he'd be now. Imagine the movie Ringo. If Ringo Starr was still looking for screen work, the movies he'd be doing. Oh, boy. Caveman, those were the good old days. And he was doing Caveman. He said he'd been talking to Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl, okay. He's been talking to Dave Grohl. And other people. And they were stunned that I wasn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he needed to do something that night. And he's going to give me the award. So, what was your first reaction? They asked Ringo. "I think it's good. I didn't know that George and John were in it." So this guy's got the nerve to say that he could say, "What does this mean to you personally?" Think for Ringo Starr to get a solo entry into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. "It means recognition, and it means finally the four of us are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame." Hey. You're in once already. The Beatles made it. This guy's got to get his own separate induction into the... He didn't even know that the other two were in it, but he's all twisted that he wasn't in it yet. He didn't know that George and John weren't in it yet. So he's all bent out of shape over that, but about him not being in it, but he didn't know those dudes were in it. Ugh, this guy. I got to say, Ringo... It's like, you know, don't push it. This guy's pushing it. He's getting like Felix Unger a little bit. You know when Felix Unger would just push it a little too far? Just couldn't stop pushing it. Playing with house money. Pushes it a little too far. Then gets burned. Ringo's being a little pushy with this. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A little too... You know what Hall of Fame Ringo Starr should get inducted to? Would be the... You held your own. Yeah, like... You held your own. You held... Like, if there's a you held your own, but you're still pulling up the rear Hall of Fame, Ringo Starr would get into that Hall of Fame. Like, you did okay. Like, that's the Hall of Fame he should be a first ballot inductee on, is you held your own, but you were still last. This guy, remember when he did that video where he's like, "I can't sign autographs anymore. Don't send me the stuff. Peace and love." Like, really? Like, just throw it out, people send you. What are they sending this guy? A Buku of Blues? Can you sign my copy of Buku of Blues? "Dear Ringo, enclosed is a copy of Stop and Smell the Roses. Please sign it and return it." Look, if he had to pay postage on all this stuff, then he's got a case. He's not paying postage. These are self-addressed stamped packages. Nerve. Solo credit in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ringo Starr. What do you have, five hits solo? Five solo hits? What's that mean? Anybody could be in then. Five solo hits. Man, that opens it up for anybody. All you had to have was a few solo hits. Asia should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame then. Asia. Yes aren't even in. Look, I know Yes are terrible on some very core level, but they're not even in. They're not in, and they're not going to ever be in. But Ringo's in as a solo thing. Thumbs down to Ringo. What other Hall of Fame? Let's do this as a topic. If Ringo Starr would be in the, you did all right, you held your own, but you still pulled up the rear Hall of Fame. Who? What are other Hall of Fames that people should be in? 201-332-3484. I'll take these calls and then people can call in and talk about the topic or not. We talk about wherever we want now on the new Best Show. Best Show, you're on the air.
It is Tom. Welcome back.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
How about
Happy holidays. Happy holidays, everybody there.
Larry the Perv. Larry the Perv is back.
Yeah.
What is up, Larry the Perv?
Not too much, Dave. Just want to let everybody know that Leah Remini is going to be on Ellen tomorrow.
What?
Leah Remini from King of Queens there.
Wait, what did you want to let people know there?
He's going to be on Ellen tomorrow.
Who is?
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini is going to be on King of Queens.
Yeah. No, she was on King of Queens. She's going to be on Ellen there.
So Leah Remini is going to be on Ellen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that really what you waited on hold to call in about?
No, I wanted to wish everybody happy holidays.
Okay.
I want to welcome you back.
But you have that exciting TV programming news.
Yeah. How you been there, Tom?
Best Show, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
You are.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hello.
What's up?
It's Tom.
Best Show, you're on the air.
Is this 201 Dead Hug?
Yes, this is 201. I don't like that. I don't like it. 201.
Hello, Tom.
Hello. This is Jason from Huntsville, Alabama. Right?
I apologize. Yeah, I apologize for bringing that up.
The Alabama Comet. The pride of the South. Right?
Of the South. Part of that is accurate.
The pride of the South.
I'm just of the South.
Dixie Dude. Right? One of the Dixie
that
Dudes.
That sounds like an 80s video game.
Dixie Dude?
Yeah.
That'd be like one of those games. It'd be like at a bar. One of those games at like
right.
a bar like where you're just like that beer tapper game where it'd be like you're sliding beers down the... Down the run, down the little bar. Remember that game?
It'd be like a slightly scummy version of Pac-Man.
Dixie Dudes?
He's like eating moonshine jugs.
No, the moonshine would be in the four corners.
He gets power when he drinks the moonshine.
Yeah, he gets power when he drinks the moonshine. He'd be going around eating, what would he be eating?
Like peaches.
Peaches. No, peaches, that's fruit.
Well, that's what we have down here. He would eat moon pies.
Yeah, moon pies and like fritters. You guys eat a lot of fritters, don't you?
That's previous generations.
Fritters?
Yeah.
So you guys rejected fritters as a generation?
We rejected the fritter, yeah.
You were just like, sorry, man.
Along with institutionalized white supremacy, we rejected fritters.
Yeah, yeah. I think you probably rejected fritters and institutionalized white supremacy.
Yes,
I'm still going to say though, there's some people that are still doing both.
Well, there's still plenty of people who are doing the white supremacy, certainly, but it's just not as on the books.
Mm-hmm.
as it used to be. I'm glad I could really uplift the show with a light topic like white supremacy.
But not the fritters, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about fritters.
Are there white supremacists down there who eat fritters? Yes, that's a yes.
I'm sure that there, that Venn diagram is...
It's one circle.
It's one circle.
It's just a... You're like, hey, wait, I thought you were drawing up a Venn diagram here. Oh, no, I did. This is, I thought you were going to give me a Venn diagram of white supremacists. Is it white supremacist or supremacists? Supremacists.
I would say supremacists.
Yeah. So white supremacists and fritter eaters. Where's the Venn diagram? It's one, it's just a circle on this page. Yeah, no, that's it. There's the Venn diagram. Dropping at the KKK rally. Got a
Flash Fritter Festival.
Yeah, got a deep fryer. Wear the hoods because you don't want the
grease.
It splashing up on you. Yeah, it's a little grease guard, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yes, functional and political.
Yes, it's a statement about white supremacy and kitchen safety.
Yes. For the record, I'm in favor of one of those two things.
Yes, I think I know which one.
Yeah, kitchen safety.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to say which one.
Well, I feel like I got to say it.
I love it. I'm looking in the chat here. Not in the chat, on Twitter. I got, you know who Jonah Ray is? He's a comedian. He's part of the Nerd Melt show. And he can't hear the show, apparently. He wants to know if I'll rekindle my feud with him. No. First of all, there's no feud. One-way street, man. I like you.
Right.
Not here to feud with nobody no more. Oh, wait, that's not true either. That's totally not true. 80% of the reason I'm back here is because I needed to mouthpiece to feud with people.
Unsettled scores.
Yeah. Are you happy the show's back, or are you bummed out?
Do you know what I'm most happy about?
What's
and
that?
I didn't want to talk about the show being back, but it's kind of like not thinking about a polar bear, you know?
No, I don't think about a polar bear. I don't even know a little bit what that means.
All right, don't think about a polar bear.
Uh-huh, okay.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking about hamburgers.
Yeah.
I have an evolved mind. You can't trick me like that. I'm not a four-year-old. Well,
for us normal humans.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about it. Hamburgers being eaten by... Oh, they're being eaten by polar bears!
There you go.
You got me.
So at any rate, but the thing I'm most happy about, Tom, is now I don't have to consume as much pop culture because you'll just filter it for me. Like, while you were gone, I had to actually watch a lot of things, and there's a lot too much stuff out there. There's not enough time to watch all of it or listen to all of it, so I would just let you...
Yeah. So now you just know... Hey, Tom's back. I don't have to worry about... If I was back, you would not have sat in front of your TV every Monday night,
right,
thrilling to season 2 of Under the Dome. You would have been like, Tom's got this one.
I'm just going to get the Tom's notes.
Under the Dome. So, yeah. So, you're glad the show's back.
Oh, come on.
In the scheme of things. You're more glad it's back than not.
I am as much glad that this show is back as I am against white supremacy. And that's a lot.
That is a lot. You do
not. A whole lot.
You are against white supremacy.
I want to go on the record now. Speak against white supremacy. Uh-huh. I do have something for the topic.
Well, though. I do just want to say, though, that the views expressed on the call are not necessarily those of the best show. Like, what if, like... You know when people have those things where it's like, the views expressed during this commentary are not necessarily those of this network. It's like, yeah, I think anyone can kind of jump on that view being expressed. Mm. Those are the views of you. So what do you have for the topic, which is Hall of Fame should different people be in?
Here's a Hall of Fame called the... You managed to stay alive when all of your peers succumbed, Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, that's a good one.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people that could go into that Hall of Fame.
Who would go into
that? People who just
Yeah.
Yeah, they just stayed alive.
Harry Dean Stanton. Right?
Probably, yeah.
Probably? That guy's like 88 years old.
I don't think a lot of his peers. Yeah, I don't think a lot of his peers are still making the scene.
Oh, wait. Oh, so you say it again. Say it again.
You managed to stay alive when all of your peers succumbed. Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But he's managed to stay alive.
Yeah, so he's in.
Yeah, he's in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'd be in. Keith Richards would be in, guys like that.
Yeah.
Keith Richards.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Guys like Glenn Ford, is he still alive? Is Glenn Ford still alive? No?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Is Glenn Ford still alive?
No, I don't think so.
Mike's saying no. Glenn Ford has passed
away.
He's
out of the Hall of Fame.
Mike's, so they, when you, but in your Hall of Fame, when they succumb,
they leave.
They throw your thing in the garbage.
Yes.
So it's a
they,
very.
They inform your family.
It's a very lively Hall of Fame, is
yes.
what you're saying, because
yes.
stuff isn't going to be up for that long.
No, it's very small.
The stuff goes up once your peers succumb.
Yes.
But comes right down the second you succumb.
Low overhead.
Yeah, low overhead. Kirk Douglas would be in this.
Yes.
This Hall of Fame. Low overhead. A lot of repeat customers because they're seeing a different museum. Yes. You go
every
back
6 time.
Months later, it's unrecognizable.
Yes. Yes.
I brought my son by to check out the Glenn Ford exhibit. Yeah, we threw that out. Sorry. That's he passed away and that got thrown in the trash. Who's like the oldest actor? I think Costello is still alive, right?
Oh, really?
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Is Costello still alive?
Costello?
Yeah.
No.
Mike says yes. Mike said Costello is still
okay.
alive.
I like how Mike is like the death version of Wikipedia.
Yeah. Creepopedia. Right? No?
I lost you for a moment.
Creepopedia, that's what I said?
Creepopedia.
No? So, no, we'll bring Mike in a little bit. Well, Jason, that's a great topic.
I can't wait.
You sound very enthusiastic there.
No, I'm nothing if not enthusiastic and against white supremacy tonight.
Look, you made your point with the white supremacy.
I got a complex.
You're gonna hit it a little too hard. People are gonna start to look a little close because this guy doth protest too much.
I know we're getting into Shakespearean territory, but I will bid you a good evening.
Well, great. You have a great night. Thanks, Jason.
Okay.
Best show, you're on the air.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Steve from Boston.
Steve from Boston. What's up tonight, Steve?
I'm calling in because I just moved up to Boston from Philly, and, it's been kind of a weird transition. I miss Philly really bad, and I was hoping you could give me some tips for Boston or sell Boston to me in some way.
Well, I can't sell you on Boston. Get out.
I gotta get back to Philly, right?
No, it's the same. It's a very similar situation, except now you're surrounded by eggheads instead of lunch pails.
I think I'd prefer the lunch pails.
Well, you prefer what you prefer, but it's. But I've said that Philly is Boston for weirdos. Think about it that way.
I think I might be too weird for Boston, then.
You're not surrounded by the weirdos anymore.
No, and I miss them all the time.
Well, keep Boston weird, then. Maybe it's on you to make Boston weird, right?
I know. That's what I got to do. I got to find more friends of Tom out here and push the boundaries.
Yeah, get a crazy stovepipe hat and start dancing in the street, right?
I don't know if that's my move.
Let everybody know you're a weirdo.
that would let them know.
That would let them know. I say you do that, and you film yourself doing it, and you put it on YouTube, and everybody will say, you know what? any other day of the week, I could laugh at this guy because he looks like a buffoon, but I get the spirit which he did this in. I'm going to celebrate it.
For you, Tom, I'd do it.
All right, we'll do it. Thanks, buddy.
And
that's it. And nothing. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. How are you? It's Mark from Crown Heights.
Mark from Crown Heights. What's up, Mark?
Not much. I wanted to talk to you about the Traveling Wilburys and where you think they should fit into the Rock and Roll Hall.
Oh, they should be in as a group if Ringo Starr's in.
I think the one that they're waiting on is Jeff Lynne.
Is Joe Walsh in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist?
I am not sure.
Every one of the Eagles should be in as solo artists. If Ringo
yeah.
Starr is in as a solo artist, like Glenn Frey should be in, and David Lindley and Timothy B. Schmidt should be in before Ringo Starr.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you know,
what's this guy? What? How delusional are you when you're just like, like, I need to be in as myself? It's just like this guy should be in the Song Parody Hall of Fame. Half his songs are novelty songs. Right?
So,
the Dr. Demento.
Is
put him in
an actual Hall of Fame?
He should be in the Dr. Demento Hall of Fame. Ringo Starr. I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor.
So do you,
that's novelty.
Do you remember that show, Shining Time Station?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ringo was on that.
No, so maybe he should be in the Acting Hall of Fame, too, then, because he was on that. How many Hall of Fames does this guy think he belongs in?
I think he's going for as many as he can get right now.
Yeah.
He's holding out for a grand slam.
He should also be in the, hey, he didn't sign my copy of Stop and Smell the Roses Hall of Fame. Hey, he didn't sign this Goodnight Vienna poster I sent him Hall of Fame.
So in your alternate universe, in all possible alternate universes for you, who would be in your different versions of the Traveling Wilburys?
Huh. What years are we talking about?
Let's say effectively the same rough career time span as, you know, Orbison and Dylan and right. Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne.
Okay. Alex Lifeson from Rush. Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, we're going with just singers. There's no instrumentalist in this thing, right?
Well, of course.
So, just singers. So, Geddy Lee.
Donald Fagen.
No, not Donald Fagen. My Traveling Wilburys has Geddy Lee and Rick Emmett from Triumph in it. Both of them are in it. And they are in it as one person. Geddy Emmett. They form one human in it, and they have to wear like a giant sweater, like the Man with Two Heads, like that movie.
I was thinking more like Master Blaster from Mad Max.
What?
You know, he'd be up on one of them, would be on the other shoulders, and be like, "Lift embargo. Who run Bartertown?"
Yeah, you're over my head here. I haven't seen those movies in a long time.
Okay. Well, who else would be in this masterful lineup
of the Traveling Wilburys?
Yeah,
the guy from A-ha, the singer from A-ha, would be in. He's got a good voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy and Lisa from the Prince's band. Would be in, or maybe just the dude with the doctor mask. Can he sing?
I don't know.
Put him in, right?
Yeah.
Neil Haggerty from Royal Trucks.
Absolutely.
Who else would be in my one? My Traveling Wilburys also put Chuck Berry. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then from the set, then Dennis DeYoung from Styx.
Excellent choice.
Why, thank you. Sir? You have you have a grand evening.
You too. Thanks
for the call. Okay, bye. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
It's Corey from Long Island. How are you doing tonight,
sir? What's up, Corey?
To add on Jason's little topic he's discussed, I think John Goodman probably shouldn't still be alive, but he is.
What? That wasn't the John topic. Goodman. But that wasn't the topic.
No. I was just adding to that, but I have one actually for the topic.
What do you got?
Worst Hall of Fame SNL characters, Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, right? I mean, didn't have a long run or anything.
What's a big deal? Guy tried.
Tried, but not a very talented guy.
Yeah, but what are you doing? What are you doing to make the world a better place? This guy gave us Tiny Elvis.
He gave us The Animal, too.
He gave us The Animal. I saw it in the theater.
That must have been a packed-out show.
It was. I was way up on... I was actually behind the screen. The theater was so packed. They set up a folding chair on the other side of the screen for me.
I mean, he's lost his touch, just like Adam Sandler has with all his movies he does.
How dare you? Heave-ho! Have you seen Blended? Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Dave from Woodside.
Dave from Woodside. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going? I have a pick for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right.
How about that that Gary Young dude who did the Plant song?
You mean the guy from Pavement?
Yeah, that guy.
Get Gary Young in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He might as well be in if Ringo's in.
Yeah, why not?
I'm with you. Thanks, buddy. Cool. Best Show, you're on the air. Hello? Oh, hi. No? Nothing? Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Rye from Huntington.
Rye from Wennington?
No. Ryan from Huntington.
Ryan from Huntington. Okay. What's up, Ryan?
I wanted to talk about the topic from tonight.
What do you got?
My idea kind of was just like, we love you, but please go away.
Okay, yeah, I think we did that before.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, but have a good night.
Oh, okay, well, that was fast. Yeah, this Ringo Starr. All this goodwill this guy got spotted. Still got to burn it. Still got to burn the goodwill. Still got to burn it. Not cool, man. Not cool, Ringo. Mike! Hey, Mike! 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 Where's Mike? Mike!
Hey.
Get in here.
What's going on?
You're Mike?
How's it going, Gary?
It's you.
Yeah.
Forgot what you looked like.
It's been a while.
Yeah. What's up?
Not much. Glad to be back.
I forgot about you.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm easy to forget.
Yeah, pretty much. Very forgettable. Remember me?
Yeah, I remember you.
What's my name?
Gary.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just busting beats. I remember you.
Okay.
What you been up to?
Not a whole lot.
Still drinking Coors?
Cut back a little bit.
Okay.
I've been working. That's a good thing.
I heard there was none left.
No, I got to pace myself now.
Yeah. Got to pace yourself?
Yeah.
How many of me do you see?
I see one.
One? Oh, yeah. Boy. You really are pacing yourself. Am I still, or am I going, ooh, left or right?
Yeah.
No?
No.
No, I'm not.
What have you been up to, Gary?
Well, it's funny that you ask. I used to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Comedians and Nuts.
Oh, yeah, yes, I remember.
Stop doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, I am working on a one squirrel show.
What's it called?
Scenes from America.
Scenes from America. Okay.
Yeah. Play different characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a poor person. I didn't see you there. I'm poor. I got no money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever see those shows?
Not particularly.
I'm going to Edinburgh with it.
Edinburgh. It's a tough word.
Yeah, you want to come with me?
Yeah, I'll go.
To Edinburgh.
The Fringe Festival?
I'm a Wall Street dude. I got money. Money. I hate that poor dude who's just in here. I hate him. The poor. The stupid. Hey, I'm the poor guy again.
I can't keep up with all these characters.
Will someone give me a chance? Yeah. I want a hand up, not a hand out.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's me, the Wall Street dude. Too bad. What do you think?
It sounds interesting.
I do you in the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, here it comes. What's with that lurching? That's something new.
It's your hunchback.
Oh, my hunchback. Okay.
Wait, you're not a hunchback?
Yeah, no, I didn't know. I
thought you were.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, you're good. You sure you're not a hunchback?
I'm good in that particular area.
Mike.
Yeah.
Let's put it all on the table. Okay. Let's put it all out there.
All right.
I'm sick of where we ended up.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, I got a rather snide Christmas card from you about this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That allegedly, you gave me a card.
Right.
No, I gave you a card. That was nice.
Yeah.
Then you gave me one that was troubling.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was because it was a fraud that you created. Your handwriting was easy to identify.
Yeah, it was the same.
Yeah.
Because I wrote both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sick of that. Who knows how we ended up there?
I don't know.
Let's stop it.
Start all over?
Fresh!
Yeah, I'm ready
Fresh
for it.
Fresh start.
Here it comes.
It's done. Start fresh.
Yeah, okay.
You say something nice about me, and I'll say something nice about you.
Okay.
Go ahead. You start.
You have a very pleasant voice.
Huh. Why, thank you.
All right. You ready? Here it comes.
Can't think of anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm stumped.
Yeah, you're stumped. All right.
I'm not. Wait, let me think. Something nice about Mike. I think. Yeah, I can't come up with anything. I would. Look, I would if I could.
Yeah.
Really, I would. Now, you're all right. You got a good sense of humor.
Okay. Thank you, Gary.
You're cool.
Cool.
And you're well-read.
Well-read, all right.
You read books.
Okay.
What's your favorite book?
What's my favorite book? I don't know. What type of books do you like? Maybe I'll recommend one for you.
You like biographies.
Biographies, okay. Good biography. Let me think. Yeah, I didn't have anything planned for this, Gary. I'm sorry.
What? Woke me up.
I like biographies about Lincoln. Have you ever read much of him? About him?
Lincoln?
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. Interesting person. President.
Okay, Lincoln, I'll write that down. Lincoln. Oh, boy.
Sorry. I didn't have much time to think about.
Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln.
Got anybody more well-known?
Uh-huh. Anybody well-known? I mean, like...
More well-known than Lincoln?
Like a current...
A little somebody, too obscure.
Somebody who's still alive. I don't read a lot of biographies, I have to admit, Gary. I started reading the Evel Knievel biography.
Yeah?
Yeah. That had some moments in it. You might like that.
What happened?
I didn't know that Evel Knievel's first jump was over a box of snakes and a mountain lion.
What?
A mountain lion chained to a...
Maybe I'll do that.
Chained to the ground.
Hey, shh. What if I become a stuntman?
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Stunts?
Yeah.
Get a little helmet.
Uh-huh.
Little motorcycle.
Yeah.
Crash my car.
I also didn't know that Evel Knievel was very good at selling insurance. That was something I learned from that book.
Then Evel Knievel sold insurance.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sounds like a great book.
Yeah.
Anything on, like, what type of bread he likes?
No.
White or wheat?
No, he used to do this bar trick, though.
Bar trick.
Yeah.
All right. We're done. I'm out. I'm leaving. I'm out.
Beat feet?
I am going to beat feet.
Okay.
My feet cannot be beat fast enough. I'm going to beat feet before I fall asleep.
Oh, this is a first.
And goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye, Gary.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to you.
Why, thank you. I'm out! Gary the Squirrel. Punt! Boo! There he goes. How we doing, Mike?
We're doing good.
Doing good?
Been getting some feedback from the callers.
Yeah.
Early on, it was a little rough for some people, but it seems to have stabilized, and everybody's saying it sounds great.
We'll get it all right. We'll get it.
Yeah.
We'll get it right.
I mean, you know, we sort of, yeah, well, you know, iron out the bugs. And, but yeah, for the most part, people are happy.
Good.
Yeah.
They should be. The show's back.
Yeah. Exciting.
Maybe I should just end it. What if I just pull the plug on this right now? I could bring all this stuff back. Back to Sam Goody's.
Yeah.
The box, still got the boxes.
I saw you kept the boxes.
I'll bring it all back to Sam Goody. Get my money back. It's like it never happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might not do this. I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
I like the new place, though.
Yeah. Not feeling it.
Would you mind if I brought laundry in?
No. All right. Yeah, I would. All right.
I can multitask, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Let's stick with one thing at a time.
No house rules?
Let's worry about the phones. All right. All right. Thank you. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad we're both back.
I'm glad to be back, yeah.
It's exciting to be back.
This is really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's back. Did you think it was going to come back?
No, I knew it was going to come back. I didn't know when, but, you know.
But it's back.
You had to get everything in place.
Yeah. But we're back.
And you've done it.
Yeah, we did.
Congratulations.
And this was definitely something that so many people helped. I'm going to just name some people. Because it was like, I could not do this by myself. Like Brendan McDonald, Jason Gore, Jeff Owens did all the artwork. Guy's like the best with that artwork. He did that, picked the poster of you.
Yeah, everybody loved it.
Everybody loved it. That's my favorite. Of all the artwork anybody's ever done of you,
mm-hmm.
That one is by far, far and away my favorite one. Because that's actually you sitting there doing the phones. That's actually what it's kind of like. It's like, it captures you more than anything else anybody's done, I feel.
Yeah, no, it was good.
It was a nice representation.
Someone noticed a resemblance to Dwight Yoakam with hair, and I could see that a little bit.
Okay, I did not. Dwight Yoakam with hair. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to picture him without the cowboy hat on, you know? So you got to, you know, work to remember. What did he look like in Sling Blade, right?
Oh, I can't think of Sling Blade. Sling Blade.
Yeah.
Remember when, like, Billy Bob Thornton was just like, who's this guy?
Right. Yeah, he's amazing. He's this guy.
Now it's just like, hey, it's Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's the guy from Mr. Woodcock. We know him a little. We know him all too well now.
So you didn't watch Fargo, I take it.
I watched it.
Okay, I thought he was pretty good in that.
Nah, he was good in it. That was good. All the acting was good in that. Uh-huh. Maybe not my favorite show, but
for another time.
Another time. Yeah. Well, you're back, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, you can.
I can
go. Oh, the signals. What, I got a layout flashing sign? Walk there, I got to have a cop waving to him. Wave. Come on. All right. Come on forward. Oh, boy. Sending the signal. Doesn't want to hear it. Best show, you're on the air.
Tom?
Yes.
How's it going, Tom? I'm Zach.
Zach.
Is this Mike or Tom?
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. I'm in Pensacola, Florida. We're in a listening group right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, real excited about...
getting hung up on? Best show, you're on the air. I like that guy. I didn't like that guy's energy. Bad energy, man. Yeah, hey, what's up?
I was calling to say, meeting a celebrity story.
What do you have?
A story of meeting a celebrity.
All right. What celebrity did you allegedly meet?
Well, if I tell you right off the bat, then the story won't be fun, I'll make it really short.
Then go ahead.
Okay. So I was right out of high school and I was working at a deli, a health food store in Southern California. And somebody comes up to the register and orders, you know, whatever he ordered, and I said, well, sir, can I have a name for the ticket? And he kind of leans over, and he looks at me and looks side to side and goes, West. And I write down West, and the guy behind him in line goes, you're Adam West! You're Batman! And all of a sudden, everybody's like, just, you know, freaking out about Batman. That's it.
That's a good celebrity story, right? You saw Batman at a deli.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the guy eats food, right? Like,
I just thought it was funny how everybody just went crazy as soon as they realized it was Batman, I guess.
But what's he going to do? Swing around on his cape? This 88-year-old man eating a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, he seemed... really bummed that everybody recognized him.
Oh,
he seemed like he really didn't want to be bothered.
I'm sure he couldn't. I'm sure he couldn't take it. I'm sure that was just the worst thing that ever happened to Adam West. That's why he said West when he ordered the sandwich. He couldn't have used it. Instead, he could have said anything when he got the sandwich. He had to say West in case anybody. Oh, it's me. That's right. All right.
Well, so you think he was baiting it?
He loved it.
Yeah, I guess that kind of fits.
All right, buddy. You have a great night.
You too.
Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Kevin from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, calling.
What's up, Kevin?
Oh, not so much, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome to the program.
I just want to say we're so glad to have you back on the air, and that's it, man. I just wanted to get through.
I appreciate it. FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Lexi from Brooklyn.
What's up, Lexi?
Hi. I had a topic. I guess it was a Hall of Fame category. It was people who possess one talent but believe they possess all talents.
Okay.
Which it kind of it made me think of, because you were talking about the Ringo Starr's paintings in Last Best Show.
Yeah, yeah. The Ringo, this Ringo Starr, he's put this MS Paint paintings out. They look like they're done by people waiting to get their computer fixed that are just doodling around on like a floor, on a floor model at Best Buy. And this guy's selling it like it's actual art. I'm getting more. This Ringo Starr is getting me more mad with every passing minute.
Yeah, and I just became like fascinated by them as a result. And there's one in particular that I just think is like above and beyond. And it's of this blonde lady. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you just know this one. It says, and the caption, it just says, what, $50? It's like W-H-O-T.
Couldn't even,
think that one's just...
No, that's off the charts.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did I say FMU? Did I pick up a phone and say FMU?
No.
Somebody said I did. Maybe I did. Look, I did a show. I did 800 shows there.
Oh.
All right.
I mean, did you mean to hang up on me?
No, I didn't hang up. I didn't hang up on you. I guess I did say it. I guess I did say it. I did. So I said it. That's fine. I said it. I did a show there forever. I'm proud I did a show there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was fantastic. But another, I mean, I think it was you that mentioned the Paul Stanley paintings.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had one, and it was called The Scream.
Mm-hmm.
And why on earth would you name it that?
Yeah, that's been taken. The only way he should have anything called The Scream involved with his art is that it's some wife of him, of a fan, coming home with one of his overpriced paintings, and then she would scream when she saw how much some dumb Kiss fan paid for a Paul Stanley painting.
Pretty much.
That's what the painting... What if the painting was of that? It's of a fan walking in... No, it's of a woman opening a credit card statement and seeing that her husband paid $6,500 for a Paul Stanley painting. But that's what the painting is.
That's much better than what the painting is actually of.
And
which
she
is
screams.
Just this
yeah.
Yelling face, and inside the mouth is a broken heart, which like looks like, you know, like a seventh grader did it.
Yeah, of course it does. Guy,
yeah, I mean, look, of course it's...
If this guy is in a band, if he's as bad as he is in his band, imagine what he would be like when he goes to a different medium. He should still be working on guitar and singing at this point, like still trying to get that down.
Yes. Well.
Thank you.
I mean,
well,
it
was a really good call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Have a good
back.
Night. All right, bye. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. This is Chad in Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Chad. Are you on Skype by any chance?
I apologize. It's not sounding too good.
No. I'm just trying to gauge what people are calling in on.
Yeah, I'm calling Google Voice, actually.
Oh, Google Voice.
Yeah.
I'm just looking
so
here
I have
on.
A celebrity
I'm look,
story.
Hold on one second, Chad. I'm looking here on Twitter, and I see. This guy, Evan Funk Davies, has tweeted wondering if he can get a show after my show here so that he can announce what themes and guests are going to... What? I get it. Okay, I get it. Yes, because he used to follow me on the show on WFMU, and I would give him the business. I'll still give him the business. I'll still give Evan the business. What's his show like tomorrow? Let's see. Let me see what he's got going here. Let's see. Let me see what he's up to. Oh, I'm just going through this guy's tweets. A lot of tweets tonight, Evan. A lot of tweets. Scrolling through here. Oh, boy. A lot of tweets. Is he getting paid by the tweet? This? All right, no. Any show description here? No? I don't know. I thought he had a show. Here we go. He's got the the Holiday Music Funktacular coming up tomorrow night. So you can hear his, he's going to play his funk records on a... Do I have to do this like on the Tonight Show, or I say on a different network where they wouldn't be allowed to say where? No, he's on WFMU. So well, let's hear your celebrity story.
Okay, it involves a professional football player named Rosie Greer.
Yeah.
You familiar with him?
Sure.
So he stumped for Pat Robertson in the Pat Robertson presidential campaign in the mid-'80s at some point. And my parents were involved in that campaign, I'm sorry to say. And they took me to an event. And my dad said, oh, look, son, there's, oh, my God, Tom, I just made a huge mistake. It wasn't Rosie Greer. It was a Refrigerator Perry from the Chicago Bears.
Okay. All right.
I got the wrong celeb, man. That sucks. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm nervous, Tom. I haven't been on in like 3 years.
Relax. So you're a kid. You see, you're at some Pat Robertson hate rally. Your parents
exactly.
See William Refrigerator Perry there. And what do they say?
And they say, oh, look, it's the refrigerator. Go say hi to him. And as a kid, I just didn't want to. Mm-hmm. But Dad made me, and I walked up to him, and he was massive. And he shook my hand and gave me a hug. And I don't know. It was nice. I was then not afraid to speak to famous people after that.
All right.
That's my favorite.
Oh, boy. Oops. Slipped. Slip of the finger. F.
Hello?
Best Show, you're on the air.
Oh. What's hey, up? Tom. It's Sean in Huntington Beach. I talked to you the other day when you were testing the phone.
Yeah. What's up, Sean?
All right, well, I would think the only Hall of Fame Ringo Starr belongs in is the Simpsons Guest Star Hall of Fame, which he's likely unsure that the other two members were on. And also, what did you think of Inherent Vice?
I loved it. What did you think?
I really dug it.
Yeah. Good stuff,
I
like
that
right?
It didn't make any sense.
Oh, it made sense. You'll get up to speed, champ. Watch it a second
time. No. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense.
Okay, you know what doesn't make sense? You. The movie makes sense. That's fine. I'm not putting any judgment on you. You make sense, you don't make sense. What are we going to do? Right? You having a good time?
I am having a blast.
That's all that matters. You glad the show's back, or are you a little bummed that it's back?
I am more than ecstatic.
You're not going to just tune out next week, though?
No.
Good. You going to be on my side?
I'm on your side.
You going to beat the drum for the best show?
Oh, I'll beat it loudly.
Good. You going to do a little dance?
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Doing it right now.
Because, look, man, I'm telling you this. I said this. I'll say it again. I'll say it 1,000 more times. This is not a... We're not doing a paywall here on the show. People don't have to pay to hear it. This is free. Free listening for everybody who wants to hear it. Free listening. So all I ask of you right now, all I ask of you, the listener, the people who say to me, how do I help out the best show? How do I help out? You know what you do?
What do I do?
You listen, and you tell people that the show's back and that they should listen. That's what you do for me.
I will continue to do that.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to tell people that the best show is back.
That's right. Thanks, buddy.
And it is, indeed,
well, yeah.
The best show.
Oh, I know. I'm doing it. I know it's back. What, you think I don't know that?
No, but it's the best.
I don't think you saw Inherent Vice. I think you are in. I think I'm talking to Inherent Vice right now. Is that possible?
That is the greatest compliment I've ever received in my life.
Well, there you go. Thanks for the call, buddy. I do appreciate it.
Rock.
Not going to let him say rock on. We do have our limits here, though. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey,
How's it going, Tom?
Oh, that's going all right. Who's this?
My name's Fred. I'm from Honolulu.
Oh, it's Fred. Did Chris... Is Chris signed off on this?
I begged him, but he was like, nah. You won't... There's some kind of contract that I can't break or something. I don't remember signing anything.
Well, let me just explain this. This is Fred. If people who listened to the previous iteration of the show... Remember, there was a guy named Fred from Honolulu, and he was from Honolulu, and why did you say was, Tom? Well, simple, because this maniac lived in paradise. this is what this lunatic did. Every morning when he woke up, it was what temperature would it be when you'd wake up?
It's never lower than 65. It's never higher than 90.
So then he packs up and says, I think I'm going to live in lower Manhattan.
In a mob-owned building.
In a mob-owned building down around Little Italy and Chinatown. And he pretty much lives at the San Gennaro Festival now. He pretty much lives at one of those booths. So imagine you get up in the morning, you go down, if you live in a major city, you go down out of your building and you go to get like a cup of coffee or a newspaper. Mm-hmm. What Fred does is he goes out and picks up a sausage sandwich and a bag of Zeppelis. And
I'm not joking, man. All the dirtbags from Long Island who like set up all the stalls, they've moved over from Zeppelis to Cronuts. They all sell Cronuts now.
And also this Cronut thing. Look, we ate Cronuts on the air. Mike has an alter ego, Dr. Cronut, where he actually has a costume. He dresses up as Dr. Cron. Remember that guy? What was that guy's name? Mike, remember that guy? The Bayonne Bruiser, whatever his name was. The health maniac. I've got a story about him. I want to save that for next week. Okay. This guy Mike had Mike did a battle with him where, but we had Cronuts here. Then, what's his face? This Dunkin' Donuts, right? Dunkin' Donuts finally, like this month, they get around to finally ripping off Cronuts. Like it took them 2 years to figure out the. What did they need? Diagrams for it? It's a donut with other stuff in it. But they finally got around to ripping them off. So, but you, sir,
yes, sir.
Every morning you wake up, you grab a sausage sandwich, and look, I know how it is. You're here in America. Mm-hmm. I get it. Well, you were always in America. You were in Honolulu.
No, I was from the Philippines. I moved over.
Okay, well, you moved over. But yeah. Look, Honolulu, we're surrounded. Look, I'm with you, man. We're surrounded by these Howleys. Everywhere I turn, Howleys to the left of me, Howleys to the right of me. Why can't it be like it is in that authentic Hawaiian movie, The Descendants, which I feel like the most Hawaiian-looking person in that movie might have been... Rob Hubel might have been the most Hawaiian person in that movie.
It's pretty good, man. There's a lot of, like, the most accurate thing it has on that movie is a lot of white guys claiming Hawaiian descent.
Yeah.
So, like, that's very...
Okay, well, then that's fair. Look, again, I know. I know, yeah. Man.
I got you, man.
These Howleys,
I see you at
man.
The meetings. I see you at the meetings.
At the anti-Howley meetings?
Yeah, you're there.
So now... You gave up basically. You had a ticket to paradise in exchange now for living outside of you here. That half the year you go to sleep hearing somebody blasting "That's Amore" from the street.
It's pretty good.
So you now. You eat Zeppelis. You eat them all the time. That's why I've deemed you. And you also made this leap. When this show went down for the count, you were off. It was like a rat off a sinking ship. You could not have gone. You could not have jumped faster to the Chris Gethard show. Like you think you were at a rocket booster strapped to your feet. How fast you jumped over to his show?
Yeah, yo, when you're out at sea, man, you drink salt water. You don't care what you did.
So, Chris is now your overlord.
My overlord, yes.
Yes,
basically.
I am. I get to hang out with you. This is you off hours, but on the clock, Chris Gethard is your overlord.
That's true.
But you now, I'm calling. Yeah, I'm saying your new name because of the Zeppelis you eat. Your new name is Fred Zeppeli, aka Fred Zepp.
All right.
Or what do you what would you think about Fred from? Do you want either it's Fred Zepp or Fred from Little Italy?
I'm from Honolulu, though.
Now you're like Fred from, like, the idea that Fred from Honolulu, you picture a one type of guy, but now when I say, hey, it's Fred from Little Italy, people are picturing a very different Fred. Than the Fred. Like, hey, it's me, like, Fred.
I'm going to be like the cannoli capo or something.
Like Fred from Little Italy should be calling the show and then yelling Baba Booey and hanging out. But you, look, I think the world of you, buddy.
Oh, thank you, man.
You glad the show's back?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Does it sound okay? Does it sound all right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm starting, just like my very first call, I'm sitting in my stairwell of my new job, avoiding work. The same thing.
But stairwell of your new job.
Yeah, my new stairwell.
The new stairwell. Well, that company must just be thrilled.
Yeah.
Where's that guy we just hired? Oh, he's in the stairwell calling a radio show. Wait, he just started here, right? Yeah. Oh no, he's in the stairwell. He's got other priorities. Oh, Fred, I love you, Fred.
I love you too, man.
Okay.
For real.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
All right. Later.
Okay.
Bye.
Wait, Fred Zeppeli is gone on Twitter. Somebody got at Fred Zeppeli.
That's terrible.
I think it's gone.
I'll find something.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Have a warm man.
You too.
I love him.
I'm going a little past 12 for a couple reasons. One, because the show started a little late while we sorted out the streaming issues. And two, because now it is December 17th, which puts us exactly at the one-year mark from when the best show stopped. So 1 year later, the best show is back. How about that? And seriously, this show could not have come back if it wasn't for people doing the help that people gave. Martine Celis and Jeff Owens and Pat Byrne and Jason Gore and what's his name? Brendan McDonald? To him? I don't know why I'm doing that. Why am I doing that? Can't stop sometimes. But yeah, we're back, man. And it's my football. I want my football back. I want my football back. All these clowns and halfwits have been, they took over the scene. They're running things. It's a clogged toilet now, man. I come back and it's a clogged toilet. Look at this place. It's a disgrace. You got Pauly Shore now. Pauly Shore, podcaster. This guy. Oh, his love. You know his love of broadcasting. Pauly Shore's. If Pauly Shore loved anything, it was just getting behind a mic and just cutting loose and talking. That was his real passion. Not everything else that he did for 35 years except that. Until he had no other options. It's bums like that. Bums like that. They turn this form into just nothing but a clogged toilet. And I'm here. The snake is here. Man, I don't want to be called the snake. That's not cool, right, Mike? Now I'm here. I'm here. Here. It's time for the reckoning. The reckoning? Now that sounds a little too menacing and crypto, like crypto religious, like it's going to be some kind of like some kind of left behind scenario. I got to start watching that show, The Leftovers. Everybody likes that show, The Leftovers. So maybe I'll watch that. I watched The Chair. Paul Sims told me to watch The Chair. It's one of the best things I've ever seen, The Chair. We'll talk more about that next week. Tom, when you say next week, what do you mean? Well, I mean there's going to be a show next week because The Best Show is back, and we do this every week now. No sound collage tonight. We didn't get around to it because we're just kind of talking to you, hanging out, getting our feet back on the ground. We'll get it all back. It's all going to grow back week by week. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
This is Keith Cool in Chicago.
Keith Cool?
Yes, right. And a suggestion about the Hall of Fame.
Okay, you're doing your regular voice now, right?
Yes.
You say next week, what do you mean? Well, I mean...
The Newman Osso Award for hits in four generations.
All right, goodbye. I can't. I can't do it. Sorry, Keith Cool. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi there, this is Keith from Danvers, Massachusetts.
Back-to-back Keiths, how about that? What's up, Keith?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a story to tell about Trey Parker, if that's okay.
Allegedly.
It's allegedly. This is all allegedly.
Let's hear your story.
Well, I have a friend who works in TV, and I was visiting him, and he got an invitation to a party at Trey Parker's house. And I said, yeah, let's go. That sounds like a lot of fun. And we got there, and it was, like, surprisingly low turnout. Like, the food was all, like, professionally splayed, but it was still covered in plastic. And it was just kind of, like, dull and just weird. And we all stood around for about an hour before Trey came down the steps. And he said, oh, I didn't realize you guys were here. Come upstairs and play in this new video game. So we all came up, maybe like 25, 30 people, and we just stood there watching him play a video game. And we stood there for seriously 10 minutes. And eventually a woman said, are we just going to sit here and watch you play this video game? And he paused it, and he turned around, and he said, what'd you say? And she said, are we just going to sit here and watch you play this video game? And he, like, pulled back, and I swear to God, he just spit on her, like right
in
front of everybody.
I have no proof that this is true. I don't know what your agenda
could be. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. It was the weirdest thing I've ever
seen. I have no idea if this happened or didn't happen. I don't
know. It was, but everybody around was just like, oh, that's good that happened. Nobody freaked out. Nobody got angry. It just happened.
Okay, well, good for I'm a little shaky on this story.
Yeah, I was too.
And goodbye. Guy's got an axe to grind. Guy gets invited to his house, eats all Trey Parker's food, and then I don't know what the deal is. I see At Midnight has a hot sci-fi bands is the hashtag going tonight. Whoopee. Okay, Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey Tom, it's Matt in Boston. How's it going?
What's up, Matt?
Not much. With all this Ringo Starr talk, though. Mm. You know, the guy's crazy. You got the situation with the bitmap image things he's trying to pawn off on people.
I'm doing it. Hold on. What's your name again, young man?
Matt.
Matt, where are you calling from?
Boston.
Matt?
Yes.
First person into the hate pit, Ringo Starr.
I was just going to say that.
He's
I was
in.
Just going to say, let's crack open the lid on
yeah.
the old hate
well,
pit.
Well, we just did.
Get
we
him in
did.
There.
You're in there.
Hang out with Mickey Dolenz, you
and
know?
Dolenz is out.
Oh, really?
Dolenz ain't in no hate pit no more.
Okay, well, he can socialize with Kevin Smith, watch his Family Guy DVDs, and have a good old time in there because, I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Ringo Starr is down in the hate pit now.
That's pretty much what I was calling for, Tom.
Thanks, buddy. Best show, you're on the air. What if I just answered calls all night until no one called, and I'm here till like 10 in the morning tomorrow? I'm not going to do that. Best show, what's up?
Hi, Tom. This is Soterios from Vancouver.
What's up, Soterios?
Well, I was listening to the interviews you were doing previous to, you know, in preparation for this show, and you were telling one guy that...
interviews?
You
know, what do you mean interviews?
What you were listening to. Pardon me?
Interviews? I did interviews?
Yeah, you certainly did. Quite a number of them, the Todd Barry and all that.
Mm.
So you told one guy you were listening to a lot of King Crimson.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask, did you see Crimson when they came by to Albany in New York, the new lineup, the 24?
Why, yes, I did.
Tell me, what'd you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
I saw them on the last show in Seattle, and I agree as well, too. It was...
Bow, now, 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 now. Bow, now, 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 now. Right? Right, and then what other ones did they do? They did
they played songs for the
Sound Bible Black, right? Boo doo 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 doo, right?
Bong, oh, yeah.
Bong, bing, bong, bang, bong, 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 right? Right? Were you going crazy when they did that?
I guess so, yeah. I was just so stunned because I deliberately, you know, didn't look at the set list before they came. And so, I was blown away. Like, I never thought in my life, I thought, you know, the 70s era material would never be played again.
Oh, that's all they did, pretty much.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it was almost too much. The weird thing too was possibly my favorite Crimson song was
One More Red Nightmare. Right? Is that your favorite?
Might be from my favorite album, but
so your favorite your favorite is Red.
Well, it's a war horse, man. I mean, it's beyond favorite, right?
Right?
Yeah. Octatonic scales, yeah.
I don't know any music terms, man. I don't know any music terms.
No, and I'm not yet. And no, it's all about the years. It's just all about the years. I mean, it doesn't make it any better or any worse, you know. No, it's the construction of light. And it's funnily enough, I didn't think that was, it's a song that, like, devastates me when I listen to it. Mm-hmm. But then what is possibly, for me, the worst King Crimson song, mm-hmm. I couldn't believe they played it. And they destroyed with it. They brought the house down, and it was... you see how stunned I was. It's like I don't even have bearings on this band anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The worst song, in my opinion, I mean, like, it's totally changed now. I don't know if it is the worst song from it. Was the one called "The Letters"
from Lizard?
Yeah, yeah. Not I know you like that period. It's not my strong period. And but hearing them do that live, and that the new singer singing it so beautifully,
All works out, man. All works out.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Three drummers.
Three drummers was nothing. I wish I could talk about this all night, but I'm going to wrap the show up in a few minutes, so I'm going to burn through these other calls.
Appreciate that, Tom.
Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Final call. Best show. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy.
Who?
Amy. Tom, it's Amy from Rocky Hill, New Jersey. How are you?
Amy? Oh, I know this Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, I'm so glad you're back on.
Yes, we're back. Don't worry.
Like I was having Tuesday night phantom, like, just missing you.
Wow. We are
but,
here.
But, you know, you're talking about how lame Ringo Starr is, and today I was in New York, and at the beginning of your show, you were talking about starting over, and I saw Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
And she looked the way she was supposed to look. You know, she looked just the way you envision her. She had her glasses on and her mm-hmm. top hat and her vest.
Where was this?
It was in just kind of down at Union Square.
Oh, that's cool, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you were singing Starting Over. You were doing your own version of Starting Over, but it made me think of John Lennon singing that.
John Lennon did have a song, Starting Over. Maybe I can't do that one
anymore. He did, But I am so glad you're back, Tom.
I'm back. Thank you.
I know.
I appreciate
it. Good for you. Good for me, right?
Good for everyone. Let's hope it's good for everybody.
Oh, it'll be great.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, I'm not even... I know so.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad you're back. So anyway, what a fun start.
Yes.
New beginning.
Here we go.
Yay! All right.
All right. You have a great night.
I'm going to hang up, but I look forward to next Tuesday night and Tuesday nights
after
from
that.
Here on out.
Exactly. All right.
Okay.
Take care, Amy.
All right. All right,
bye.
Take care.
Best show, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Chris in Plano, Texas.
Chris in Plano, Texas. What's up tonight, Chris?
I had a question for you. I have a few employees, and I play music at the shop, and I usually play, if they don't like my music, I usually play New Pornographers or Sloan or Big Star,
mm-hmm.
and they like Top 40. But when they get in trouble, I play Hip Priest by The Fall to punish them. What would be a good song to like punish employees to?
What would be a good song to punish employees?
Yeah, yes.
You should play, did you ever hear about that thing that they do in England, like Robert Wyatting things? Do you know what that is?
No, I do not.
Do you know who Robert Wyatt is?
I do not.
He's a dude, basically, look, you can go find out about who he is, but people will, I believe Robert Wyatting a thing is when you go to the digital jukebox and you load it up, and all you play is song after song by Robert Wyatt. And you bum everybody out at the bar.
Okay, I'll do that. And one more thing before I go. I got my dad into the Best Show tonight.
Cool.
First time I ever listened to it. He's a big fan of you now.
Oh, that's awesome. What's your dad's name?
My dad's name's Scott.
Welcome, Scott.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tom.
All right. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
All right. Final call. Final call, Best Show, you're on the air.
Tom, this is Steve from Pensacola, Florida at a listening party.
All right. What's up,
hey,
Steve?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
I want to say that some people here like Rush, some people don't. What I want to say is that the worst song I've ever heard by them may be Roll the Bones. Are you familiar?
Look, I don't like Rush.
Don't like Rush either, and yeah. I think, but I kind of like that song just because it's kind of the worst song I've ever heard.
As far as I'm concerned, all Rush music, it's a 150 song tie for last.
Okay, I hear you, man. I hear you. Wake up tomorrow, play that song in the morning, see if you don't get the embarrassment shivers. You know what I mean? That's a special thing that you get.
The what?
When you hear something.
What is it?
You know what I mean? When you hear something and you get kind of a shiver up your spine because you're kind of embarrassed.
I'm not going to listen
to
Rush.
People.
I'm not going to listen. First of all, I wouldn't be embarrassed for Rush. How many cars and motorcycles those dudes bought with that bad song you're talking about? Yeah. I could stand to be embarrassed by something like that.
If you can stand to be embarrassed by it, wake up tomorrow and put on Roll the Bones.
No, but I could stand to be embarrassed by writing something like that and then cashing the checks that Geddy Lee's cashing from what the terrible song you're talking about. Give me a few of those. I'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess, yeah. Right. I don't know. Yep. Yeah. Well, I just want to say, hey, God bless you. God bless you. You're back. And
thanks,
I love
buddy.
It.
You have a great night.
You too.
Okay, bye. All right. Okay, it's 12:28. Let's say goodnight. Guys, seriously, it has been 1 year and it's been a long year, and as much as you might have missed the show, I missed it that much more, and I'm so glad that it's here, and we're gonna do this thing, and we're gonna see how far we can go with it, and just really, we can do whatever we want now. So that's not anything against WFMU by any stretch, but this is our thing now. So we're gonna see. We'll see what we can do with this. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of great stuff coming. So thank you for coming on board now, and just really get ready for the whole for where we take this thing. It's gonna be nuts, and I cannot wait to just go to do whatever we want, whenever we want. And I will say to you again, the way you support the show, subscribe to it on iTunes, listen to it, tell people to listen to it, just spread the word on it. That's the way, that's what we need to do now for where the show's at. That's how you can support the show. You can, look, you can always, you know, he's buy the Sharpling and Worcester box set. You go to numerogroup.com. It wouldn't hurt. You pick one of those up. You can always buy t-shirts at stereolaughs.com. That don't hurt. But right now, just get on board and tell people the show is back. This is where you listen to it. This is how you listen to it. Subscribe to it on iTunes. This is going to just be the force of all of us kind of getting behind this thing. That's how we can make this free thing work with no paywall, no subscription. That's how this is going to work. So let's do that. I would love it. Thank you, everybody, for being excited about it all year long and for kind of beating the drum. We're back. And we are not going anywhere, not in a bad way. We're going places, but we're here, and we're going to stick around. So thanks again, and I will see you all next week.